All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Chonel right here for another amazing episode of the Getting High Wish Show at the Crown OG Studios. Of course, live music, them Ebony's getting... Ebony's Ivory's, the keyboard, dude. I'm gonna stop saying Ebony's and Ivory's. I feel like I've been saying that for way too long, Kentron. It's 2025. We on the keys. Kentron on the keys always. How you feeling? Good to see you.
I feel good. We were playing some jams.
We were jamming earlier, doing some 90s rock, and then, EK, the guest, was out here watching the live stream before while we were fucking around and called me out on some of these shitty freestyles I be doing. But listen. Little shitty freestyle. That's why I said shitty freestyle, because we were rapping about shit. But listen, everyone tuned in. I appreciate you wherever you're at. If you're in your car, or at home, or at work, it's just on in the background. Yes. Wherever you're listening on all streaming platforms, we appreciate you. If you tuned in live on Twitch or Kick, we appreciate you. And of course, Patreon gets all the love because you're getting the full episode first, plus exclusives. Them gift bags are coming out. I'm telling you. Listen. The yearly bags are coming out. Every month, we're taking a step. You know, last month, I got the gifts together. This month, I put them all together. We just put them in a box. Next month, we'll probably ship them out because we're on stoner time. You know how it is. But it's not about the show anymore. It's about the guest. And we got, I guess he thought I didn't like him, which was never anything. I learned that in the show. We're going to talk about that. We're actually co-hosting the Zolympics.
Yes.
Coming up March 1st. He's been all over social media. Not anymore. We're going to talk about you getting deleted. He's all over the fucking globe with Doja. Doja EK is here in the building.
Yes.
We're going to learn all about him. You know me, I'm all in my fitness and shit now, and I learned that he used to work at a fitness club, and he looks a little like he used to work out. I don't know if he still does. We're going to learn all about that. But before we do, he already lit up. What you lighting up, dude?
Oh, man, this is some of Biscotti. This is Biscotti times Skittles, cultivated by Angel City Farmers, bro. This has to be like... This is right here, all that I'm smoking when it's around, bro. You feel me? It's an ugly ass strain, but bro, it tastes so good. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the most delicious strains. And the best thing about it is, when you wash this bitch for rosin, it tastes identical to the flower, bro.
You're like the best salesperson for it. Every time you talk about a strain, you get like so excited and so passionate about it. And I love to see it.
Yeah, man. You feel me? You got to be, bro. I've been selling weed since I was 14, bro. And once I graduated high school, I busted my ass to get into the industry, bro. Like, at a time where it was like family or friends only, like, you, it was unheard of being accepted into a medical dispensary or like a cultivation, like, if you're an outsider. Like, it's not like now where you could go in with a resume and be like, yo, here you go, fucking. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that, bro. Back then, it was a bitch. It was tough.
I mean, you had to, it was like more of a trust when you said, we used to be in a dispensary back then because it was still kind of gray area.
Correct.
And there was a lot of money involved. And it wasn't like, nothing was prepackaged and weighed out. Like, it was all deli style. You
exactly.
Had to know what the strains were. You had to know how to weigh an eighth or weigh a...
Correct.
People these days are talking about a seventh. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you talking about a seventh for? Like, y'all would be dead in the fucking shops back in the day.
Exactly.
Like,
they wouldn't be able to hold it. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to hold their
That's
own.
That's four
bro.
Grams. If you want to give me pay me 7 grams for four, I'll give you a seventh all day of that za. But speaking of dispensaries, I know you're all over the place. We actually like to go shopping before the show, dude. Have you ever been over here to Apothecary?
I'm gonna be honest with you, since I moved to Los Angeles, I've never been to any dispensary other than Exotics, and then where was it? Is it Urban Arbor, when we dropped the RS11 clothes?
In the Valley.
In the Valley, yeah. Those are the only two dispensaries that I've actually pulled up to.
And you've been inside?
And I've been inside. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, it must be nice just not being able to shop for weed and just get amazing. I got to learn how you did that. I got to learn your life. Listen, don't put the joint out. Just put it down. We're going to take another experience, and we're going to document.
All right,
we're going to go to Apothecary right now, and we're going to go shopping for some weed. And I want to see what EK gets when he steps into a dispensary. You ready?
All right,
let's do it. All right, chat. We'll be right back. Listeners, you already know, we're going to cut back to you in a second. Let's go.
Let's run it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that. I thought it was after the show.
We just came back from the shop.
Yes, we did. I haven't shopped like that in a motherfucking long time. A long time.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a Valley shop. You never been in a Valley shop?
Nah, never.
All right, hold on.
Actually, I used to drop, I used to go to the Bear Farms.
What?
Fucking spot. I used to see Ellie. You know what I'm saying? I used to drop off a bunch of life friendly
farms. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was, We're back from Apothecary. We went shopping. I helped you out behind the counter.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it was bittersweet about my OG not being on the shelf, but you got some good OG. Here, look. I actually got some right here, dude. I know there's not in the shop, but I have some on me.
There's none in the shop because this motherfucker is smoking all the best OG that shop has, bro.
No, that's not true. I would rather have people smoke it than me because I've smoked it and I enjoy it and I put my face on it because I want others to enjoy the same OG. So it's like I'd rather have it on the shelf, but you know, luckily I had some today, so I you know, I had to make a little run to distro and check it out. You know, it was a good time. But you went shopping. It was a good experience.
It was a nice experience, bro. You feel me? I'm about to try something that I've been wanting to try for over a decade. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Once Dizzy did, I used to be a fucking huge Dizzy Wright fan, bro. You feel me? Like that.
Not anymore.
You know what I'm saying, I guess you could say I've kind of outgrew, you know what I'm saying, that like the vibe that he has, you know. I kind of fuck with Dizzy Wright during the Funk Volume days, you know. I kind of I feel like I was growing with him as an artist. I feel like now with where he's at, you know. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with his energy. I fuck with like what he's doing with things, bro, and the type of person that he is. But as far as his music, I feel like most people, I agree with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like that, bro.
It's like that with everyone.
Even Kid Cudi, bro. Yeah. I used to be the biggest Kid Cudi fan, bro. And then
I think Wiz Khalifa came out and then took his whole career.
I'll say yes, but I also say his personal demons fucked him up, bro. Like his first two albums that were hits. They were like some very fucking emotional albums. You know what I'm saying, dog? Like, it was, I feel like that. So I was going through some shit at that time, bro. My father passing away.
It was like emo rap.
You know what I'm saying? I guess you could say that. Yeah, yeah, low key, you feel me? He has some, yeah, but it was emo rap, but I feel like it was very, at least at that time for me, it was very relatable. You know what I'm saying? So, but like, again, like Kid Cudi, I grew him. Like, a lot of his new shit, I don't really fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
So what are you listening to now?
Shit, right now, bro, I'm a huge Joyner Lucas fan. I've always been a Kendrick Lamar fan, bro. Like, shout out to him for winning those Grammys, you feel me? He tore Drake up in that battle, you know what I'm
saying? That's crazy that like he swept the Grammys with every nomination, and then like his biggest song was a diss song.
That's what I was just telling my boy Evan, bro.
That one, like, what?
It wasn't even like a, bro. It was
what's
a
going on in the
track,
world, bro? Going on in the world right now? I feel like we're in a simulation. Like, this shit's not real.
100%. Yeah.
I feel like there's no more parallel universes. I think our universes are combined, and all the dimensions are getting exposed through this shit. Like, what's going on right now is wild.
Bro, it's just super crazy, bro.
It's just crazy, but yeah, I mean, the whole Grammys was saying A minor.
That's the crazy thing to me, bro. You feel me? That was like the line of the song that was the biggest fucking like jab at Drake. You feel me? And the entire Grammys crowd erupted with
every
that
artist,
shit, bro.
Dude.
Every artist, every guest, bro. It was even some older head folks there, dog, just fucking chanting that. So shout out to Kendrick, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I still fuck with Schoolboy Q. I'm not gonna lie to you. His new album kind of needs to grow on me and shit, bro. The Blue Lips, but I fuck with that man. Like, I fuck with his story, bro, and I've actually gotten a chance to meet him a couple times. Shout out to Exotic 710 for making that connection, bro. You feel me? I was actually backstage with Schoolboy at the Smokers Club concert. Like, I think it was like 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I was able to see how fucking Schoolboy Q and his team get hyped up and shit, bro, with the DJ. It was unreal, bro. Being in the presence of that type of greatness was fire.
So you love music? You're super into music?
Yeah, bro. I'm super into music, bro. I used to do parody raps back in high school, and I used to make beats and shit too.
What do you mean? Like, you do, like, what do you mean parody? Like, you would change lyrics?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so like
Weird Al style?
Yeah. So, like, kind of like Weird Al style, I guess you could say, bro. I would use a beat, like, you know, like for example, like the Rihanna Rude Boy song or the Bobby Brackens 143 song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
143?
I love you. I changed it to I Hate You because it's also a four-letter word, 143.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Damn.
So that one got me a little bit of recognition because Chuy Gomez, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was him, he played it on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And it was, it was cool, bro. It was a kind of a good moment, bro.
This was like Napster days.
This was like, nah. Damn, bro. Do I look that old, bro?
Nah, fuck you. I just tried that song. When did that song come out?
That shit came out in like 2000 and I think like 8 or 9. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's already
yeah.
like 15 years ago,
you know,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. But I was like half my age and shit. You feel me? So I used to do shit like that. But making beats was and then engineering. I got into that junior and senior year of high school, and that's when I kind of found more exposure amongst other like San Jose and like San Francisco and like even Mountain View and Redwood City rappers, bro. Like they would hit me up and ask me for a beat, and I used to just start having a bunch of random ass fools, bro, just show it to my mom's crib.
So that's where you're from originally?
Yeah, I'm from San Jose, California.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? 408 all day, every day to the day I die.
Were you a Sharks fan?
I'm a Sharks fan. I got that shit tatted on my arm.
What? Yeah. That's so crazy that San Jose has a hockey team.
Yeah, 1991. That's when the team was made. And it was a 90s team. You feel me? That's why they call it the team of the 90s, bro. You feel me? Because it was the one team that was made like right at the beginning of the fucking of that what's it called? What is it? That decade.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah, but San Jose, bro, that's where my stomping grounds are at. That's how I got into music, bro, because San Jose was very big with music. Like, granted, there was a lot of Latino, like, northerner rappers. You feel me? There's a lot of gang shit. You feel me? But, like, getting in with those cats, you were able to get in with a lot of other, like artists that were, like, kind of doing shit in the Bay. They were Bay famous. You know what I'm saying? So, like, kind of like Keek the Sneak. You feel me?
Yarra.
Even, you know what I'm saying? Yarra. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yarra,
for sure. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So, 2006 is when I started doing music, bro. I still have a passion for it, I'm gonna be honest.
What kind of songs? What were you doing? Like sideshow, turn up, like.
Yeah, like hype
Bay
shit.
Area,
at first,
hype-y music.
Yeah, at first it was a lot of hype shit, bro. Like a lot of fucking the same fucking like. Like generic ass lyrics, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like going dummy at the Valero gas station or fucking like using a lot of the same shit that other rappers were using. You feel me? I didn't really have no fucking, I didn't have a good vocabulary or like any good, what's the word? Like, I wasn't good at speaking at that time. You feel me? So, like, I would catch myself.
You just didn't find yourself yet.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm good at talking, but when it comes to rapping, I can't do that shit. Bro,
you're great at talking. You're like I said earlier, you're like the best salesman, dude, for anything. Like, anytime you talk about something, you're just so into it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm passionate about everything that I do, bro. You feel me? Like, I'm never gonna be like if I'm not talking about it, it's because I really don't fuck with it. You feel me? Like, and that's just the type of dude that I am, bro. I feel like I've gotten a second chance at life in weird ways, and I'm not gonna just fucking, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just gonna talk out of my ass and shit, bro. Like, if I'm speaking, it's because it's something that I really know well, something that I'm passionate about, bro. It's either happened to me, so I'm speaking from experience. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why I kind of give it that, like, you know what I'm saying, that extra little bit of passion.
Yeah, siblings?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do. I got two older brothers from my dad's side that are Cuban. I don't really know. I have a sister I never met from that side. But the only one that I really consider a sibling is my older brother, Doggo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and him have the same mom. You know, we're 6 years apart, bro. And, like, I feel like I got a lot of my swagger from him, like, when he was kind of, like, when we were growing up. You know what I'm saying? So, but he's different than me, bro. He doesn't talk at all like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's fucking, we're both Sagittariuses. Not that that matters. I'm just saying, you feel me? Like, we're both Sagittarius, and he's just more of a quiet motherfucker, and I'm more of, like, the loud, outgoing one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool with getting up on stage and, like, talking to, like, 100
yeah,
people
you are.
And shit, you know?
Yeah. Yes. So. No, it's good. It's kind of how it is. The older sibling is usually more like reserved, quiet, organized, like more, you know, stable. And then the younger.
So you got a sibling too then?
I'm the middle.
You're
so
the middle.
We're more obnoxious than the younger ones.
I feel you on that 100%.
But, yeah, we're out here. So how were you as like how was fourth grader EK, like little 10, 11 year old? Were you
shit, bro.
Were you like this? Were you talking in class? Did you talk a lot?
Nah, bro. To be honest with you, I was a timid ass kid, bro. Like it was like hard for me to make friends. Cause like I felt like it was weird, but like I didn't feel like it's weird to kind of say this because you're just like in fourth grade, bro. We're like fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna be a
like
fireman.
Five and shit.
Yeah, no, fourth grade, you're
like 4 or 5, right?
9, 10. No, 4 or 5. You're like
fourth grade. Yeah, my fault. I'm tripping on
kindergarten.
Yeah,
like,
fourth
about, like,
grade.
Fourth,
I was like 10.
Grade.
I was 10 years old. Yeah,
where you already like things. You're already kind of
fighting
yourself.
I fucked with football. Like I was doing like Pop Warner football at the time, bro.
Okay.
But like I really didn't fuck with it. Like I did boxing for like the larger amount of time than I did football. I really fucked with boxing.
Like just training, or you actually got
training? Santa Clara Police Activities League. No. I did
the
I
what
did
league?
Santa Clara Police Activities League.
Was
so I was
like
in a PAL.
Youth?
It was like a youth thing, yeah. So like
with
like
the police department.
Correct. Yeah.
So they
yeah,
wanted
yeah.
to see kids fight. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, bro, to be honest with you, it
future
was
criminals. Let's
it was,
get them now.
It was, bro, that's the whole
nah,
that was
I'm just
the
kidding.
Whole no, that was the whole process though. It was like kids that are on the verge of like going down a road where they're fighting a lot, bro. They're very verbally abusive to other students and shit. Like they would place them in like, you know what I'm saying, police activities league, whether it be judo, karate, or even
and, like,
boxing.
Help that aggression.
You know what I'm saying? Help that aggression,
and,
exactly. Or harness
damn,
that aggression.
Smart,
you know what
but
saying?
That's kinda like you know, now they're getting your information. They're like, look, this kid could be violent,
sure,
so let's get
sure.
him now. And
but that's the reason for it. That's what I'm saying. That was the process. That was the whole point. They were, if they became a great boxer, that's cool. But more than likely, it was just like, yo, we got to keep an eye on this motherfucker right here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's crazy. I'm super into conspiracies, or I hate saying conspiracies because that means it's a lie.
I've seen you go in on shit on Twitter, bro.
Super theories and shit.
I've seen you go in on shit.
That's what I'm saying. There's like weird things happening in the world that you're like, how, like, this doesn't seem real. It seems like a simulation. Like, this shit happens in video games, not real life.
I feel you on that.
And we're doing it.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you on that.
So, did you think you were going to be an athlete? Is that you were boxing? Were you going to be a fighter or a football player? Or what was.
Football, yeah. Only because I come from a football family. So, everybody, like, starting with my older brother and my older cousins, like, they all got down on football. I was the last one to kind of get in on that train. So, at that time, yeah, like, every other kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're actually somewhat good, you're thinking, like, yo, I'm going to fuck it. I'm going to do this shit at least until college and then I figure shit out, you know? I stopped that shit, like, sophomore year of high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still did a little bit of boxing, bro, but once I found music, I just started making fucking,
That's your new passion.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, I was always grounded, too, because I was a little fucker, like, in high school, so.
What do you do?
I'd be at school, but not my classes. Like, I would just go fucker. I'd be in somebody else's classes, just talking to some shorty and just
you'd
fucking.
You'd stay in school? You would have ditched school?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's crazy, right? But I mean, I had three teachers, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ms. Flores, Mr. Woodman, and Ms. Kenneman. They let me go to their classrooms and I'd be able to take my little keyboard, my laptop and shit, and I'd be able to make beats in there. And like.
They let you do your creative
They let
shit.
Me do, yeah, like, they didn't say anything, but once like junior, senior year came and they're like, yo, like, you missed hella school tour. You may not graduate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should get your ass in class. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I kind of got my shit together. But no, I was always grounded, bro. So just doing like either ditching school, I'd fucking leave school, I'd get caught with some weed, I'd be around the wrong kids, I would get caught with some weed, and like I would constantly be suspended, or I'd always have a phone. Since I was selling weed at the time, I was able to buy my own phone. Like I don't know, remember those little Nokias with the flashlight at the top?
Yeah.
It was like $25 and then you just paid $30 for your monthly plan.
Yeah.
It's like $55 out the door.
Yeah, the
I had one. Yeah. I had one like that every week because I'd always get my taken away. You know what I'm saying? They take it away three times.
So you had burner phones before burner phones.
Oh yeah, 100%, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I got into selling weed at a young age, bro. By the time that I was like 14, and I started buying zips and making money off of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had two of my phones taken away.
At 14, how are you getting weed at 14?
Oh, bro, I'm taking my brother's backpack.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. Nah. Hell yeah, he knew. But what's he gonna do? He's gonna beat my ass, and then I can tell mom, hey, he's a mom. I was the weed that I got was from him. It's his backpack. So I'm not gonna do that shit.
Did
to
you
him,
give him money?
Or
you just took
nah, I'll be honest with you, nah, bro. That's what I'm saying. I was a little fucker, bro.
Should've chipped him down. Like, look, I got you.
I wasn't
bro.
Thinking
Let
that way
on
back
your
then.
Empire.
I wasn't thinking to that level. I was just thinking like, yo, it's cool to have weed, and since I'm not spending money on it, I can make money, start buying my own, and then I can feed my own habit of smoking.
Who
it,
got you
know
high
saying?
First?
My cousin Randall. It was a GDP in a Swisher Sweet, you know, a purple Swisher Sweet. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. No. 12. But first time that I smoked, I was 12. I was 12 years old.
Yeah, who got you high at 12?
Yeah, my cousin Randall. That's what
I'm
saying.
How old was he?
He was 13.
Oh, so how is he getting weed so young?
His older brother. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. Me and my older brother, we didn't connect on the weed shit. As much as I wish we would have, bro, it would have been dope. I connected with my cousins on the weed shit. You know what I'm saying? But like
maybe your brother was just like, look, I can't let him know about weed. This shit's so bad. It's not like it is today.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Today
it's a whole different. I mean, even now he hates, like, he don't even fuck with weed and shit, bro. You know, but at the time it was just if I were to get in trouble or anything happened, he didn't want to be the one responsible for putting me onto it.
Right.
So for him, it was better like just keep me in the dark, bro.
Right.
You feel me? You figure it out on your own type shit, you know?
Damn.
Which I ended up doing it. You feel me? I ended up fucking just making my own bread
what
off.
What do you
of
mean?
It.
You're fucking out here the number one fucking brand ambassador for one of the biggest brands. Worldwide right now. I mean,
I
you guys are fucking
you,
in not just in states. You guys are in fucking countries.
Yeah.
You guys are out like all most recently, motherfucking Australia.
Yeah, that
like,
was a
who,
trip.
What?
That was
like,
a trip.
Is that even real? Like, what the fuck?
See, that's part of the simulation you was talking about, bro. You feel me? Like, I couldn't like when we got the news, bro. I'll tell you this.
Even today, I can't even think that that's real. I can't even grasp that. Like Australia, like Germany's fucking legal.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, bro. That crazy part of that whole. Like, theory to me was just when I went to Thailand, shout out to our boy Josh from Natura, you feel me? Fucking he took
shout
us.
Shout out, Josh.
Yo, we went and our boy Calipay took us to this facility. It was like maybe an hour or something out of Bangkok, bro. Just land and then out of nowhere, this fucking crazy big facility. walking through it, bro, and seeing how they were doing it was impressive. Now, their genetics were like, they had like fucking Agent Orange or Orange Crush. Shit like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All them land race strains.
All them land race strains, you feel me, bro?
But the anxiety weed.
Yeah, and they, bro, they smoked fire. Like, when we were taking videos of it, I told Ryan, I'm like, yo, this shit ain't that bad. Yeah, like, they did a really good job, bro. And then.
Not like Jamaica. That weed in Jamaica is kind of.
See, I wouldn't know about that. You been to Jamaica?
Oh, yeah.
Then what was that like?
Oh, I mean, it was great.
How was the weed like?
Oh, garbage. They're on the beach selling you bales of fucking weed for like $100, and it's just outdoor. They dry it with a fire. Like,
I feel you on that. That's how it is in Nicaragua, bro. You know what I'm saying? First time I saw weed in Nicaragua, I was like 13 years old. It was like brown. Like, it just looked like motherfuckers went to the backyard and grabbed dirt and shit, bro, and threw it in a bag. You know what I'm saying,
what
bro?
What are you doing in Nicaragua?
I'm half Cuban and half Nicaraguan.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have familia in Nicaragua.
My blunts are from Nicaragua.
Yes, they are, man. Shout out to
Brothers Broadleaf,
bro. Yeah.
What? Paxton and Dawson killing it.
Yeah, shout out to Pax, but he just actually hit me up, dog. It's crazy. He followed me on IG and he hit me up trying to connect, bro. So
yeah,
shout out to
like,
him.
Oh, I've been co-hosting with Adam. Let me see what's up.
Shit, bro, dog. I remember I used to fucking go to all the smoke shops that were getting them, and I used to bring 4 or 5 people with me because they would only limit you 1 box per person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you'd have them all buy a box.
Yeah, bro. None of them smoke. You know what I'm saying? So I just end up getting a box of each one and shit, bro. And the homie Big Bodega,
and then
bro.
You we sell fucking, them or smoke them?
Nah, we smoke them shits, bro.
I don't know. You a hustler, bro. You out here.
No, hell no. I feel you on that. Like, people were telling me to sell them some shit, but bro, like, nah, the fact that I gotta pay motherfuckers to wait in line to get me a box. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, like, I'm not about to fucking, like, fuck all that. At that point, I gotta smoke that shit. It's,
yeah, I mean, they're worth it. They're good quality leaves, bro.
Super fire leaves. Best leaves in the game.
From one of your hometowns, dude.
Yeah,
Nicaragua.
Bro, you feel me? Nicaragua. Yeah, what? Bro. Nah, man, shout out to them, bro. Even their duds. I'd rather smoke their duds over fucking any other leaf, bro. You feel me?
So you're 14. Selling weed already.
Yes, sir.
In like San Jose area. And did you ever
Jose and Santa Clara.
And were you like, and then is this like the when you got into music, like 14?
Yeah, so I was already into music, bro. It was weird. Like growing up, I would mimic, funny enough, I'd mimic fucking Tupac, Will Smith, Eminem. Once I got into 50 Cent, bro, I started mimicking him. But like, meaning, like, I would like fucking have like, I'd be listening to their shit. You feel me? The music on my headphones, and I'd be spitting their bars back. So I'd be like rapping this shit,
like in their tone. Like you could do like different rap voices.
Nah, I couldn't do different. Oh. I just in my mind at that young age,
you felt
bro.
Like, you were
like
doing
I felt like I was on stage. You know what I'm saying? Doing
you
that
could,
shit.
Like, or impersonating like
I would have done. If I would have hit it right now. You feel me? Right off the bat.
I was like,
nah.
Yo, Ken.
I wish, bro.
Drop a Tupac beat.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I would do that. I kind of got into music at a young age, bro. It wasn't until like when I was able to buy my first keyboard from the homie DJ Do First. He was like a sophomore or a junior when I was a freshman, and I had like $160, bro, and he gave me a fucking, and I think it was an Akai 25 key, you know what I'm saying, USB
right, one of those little mini
ones. You feel me, with the little fucking MP pads and everything, so
make your own little beats.
Yeah, you feel me? So once I got that, then I really got into it. That's when I just sold tree, bro, and stayed at home. You feel me? And I was already getting in trouble, getting caught with weed here and there. And
I was grounded. I was at home. Now I'm just gonna turn into a business.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So my mom was at work, bro. I'd bring like fucking like 3 or 4 different rappers, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, bro, my mom would pull up and I'd have the grimiest looking motherfuckers behind the mic, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, why the fuck you have these fools in the house?
Yeah, like this 36 year old grown ass fucking, like, you know what I'm saying, like northerner Latino man, bro. And like, you got this fucking like 15 year old kid fucking like controlling his levels and doing all this shit, bro. My mom calling me into a room, she's like, yo, can you ask him to leave? Like, what, you know what I'm saying, like tripping out, bro. Like that was the shit, bro.
But then
that,
you were accepted. You felt protected. You're like, they all got you.
Yeah,
like, mom,
bro,
no trip.
Bro, because at least at that time, bro, MySpace was still a thing.
Hell,
you feel
yeah.
me?
And then, I had a MySpace song.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah?
Yeah. MySpace.com/AdamIll. That's where you'll find the Macadocious for real. Just chilling
you
out.
You had a few
puffing
tracks,
them
bro.
Blunts. Yeah.
You had a few tracks,
well, I just
bro.
Dropped an album, too. Just,
word?
Yeah, on no 11:30.
Way. Damn, bro, I've not been outside. I've been inside,
That's
bro. I didn't
good.
Know that. Damn.
Yeah. 9 tracks.
Damn,
all weed shit.
Let's go, dog.
Well, you know,
you've been holding it down for the culture a long time, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. The fact that you're still doing albums like that and doing that shit, I think that's fucking dope, bro.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You feel
it.
Me? A lot of motherfuckers.
It's just one album.
But you're still making music,
yeah.
though. You know what I'm saying? You were dropping.
Like, yeah.
Bro, I used to watch them and shit. That's what I'm saying, bro. You talk about fucking, bro, with your wax labs and all that
shit,
bro.
Yeah,
trust me, bro. Like, I've been seeing you for a minute, bro. You
kind of,
you laid out a cool little path for motherfuckers that wanted to do this shit, bro.
Thank
you made it cool to fucking.
I'm just a regular guy that smokes weed and just. You know,
nah, you, yeah,
paved the lane because
you could be a regular guy, but you got different energy, dog. You feel me? Like,
you
good, bro. You good.
Why do you think I didn't like you when you first met me,
bro? I'm hosting my first show and it was Full Moon Sesh.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I see that it was Eric Khan. I think Goblin was there. Some other homie was there, and they were taking a picture together and with you. And then when I see you, I shout you out on the mic, you feel me? And you give me like one of these, like,
yeah.
Like, and then like you side-eyed me and then you walked away. No. And I was like, yo, this motherfucker does not like
me.
No,
not
bro.
At all. I was giving you your moment, bro. I was letting you stay on the mic. I'm not trying to take away the moment from anyone.
I feel you on that.
You know, when I walk into a place, I'm not trying to like say anything right now, but when I walk in, there's like a lot going on. Fast. And there's a lot of people that are like, Adam.
Yeah, and not like that.
And
yeah,
you don't see these people in real life often, so there's always people. So like, I might have like said what's up, and I was probably gonna walk my way, and then someone probably dragged me. I feel like we said what's up, and I think because you were hosting the awards and everything.
I
said what's up.
It's because the first time I dapped you up was Hall of Flowers. I think it was the first Hall of Flowers, and me and Ryan ran into you.
Okay.
But you were mad loaded too, bro. You were high as hell.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm sorry.
And like you dapped up Ryan and shit, bro. And then you kind of side eyed me then again. So, I swear to God, bro.
I'm such an asshole, bro.
I would not lie about this shit, bro.
I feel it. I'm an asshole.
But
bro,
I know what it is too, bro. Asshole. Like, I know when people come up to me and they're expecting like to get like my energy, bro. Like sometimes when I'm stoned too, bro, like it's kinda hard to get that. Like I'm fucking on the mic already, I'm doing my thing.
Right.
Once I get stoned, bro, like you might not get that EK you want. You know
but
what I'm saying?
But also
like,
Hall of Flowers is another event that's overstimulating.
100%.
And there's a lot going on, and there's a hell
especially,
of a lot of people.
No, for sure. I feel like every event for folks like, you know what I'm saying, like us, bro, is kinda like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I try to say hi to everybody in the whole crew. When you pulled up, I said, what's up to everybody? I'm like, I see what you're saying.
No, I might be an asshole. I learned that you fucked with me when you came through to our Budtender event, you feel me? And you showed mad love, bro, you feel me? You were giving me props about like my style on the mic and everything.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool, man.
I'm a Budtender now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're the best Budtender, bro, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You're giving folks a game.
No, I see what you're doing, bro, and I love what you're doing and the energy you bring to this industry and your passion to, you know, promote the brand that you're with and the way you talk about it. And like I said, you guys are global. You guys
are
like,
man, it's a blessing.
Like
that's
you're
dope.
In multiple countries. You got a shop. Is it in Spain? You guys got like a shop in Spain.
Yeah. We got Doja Barcelona in Spain.
You guys are all over UK. Every time I'm in the shop, like when the bros come through.
The UK
through,
homies, man.
When the bros come through, it's like, hey, where's the that brugs. Doja? Where's that super dope? Where's the fucking, you know, they all ask for that global shit. So, you know, it's great to see it. And now look, we're out here. You said you used to watch my videos, and now we're co-hosting one of the biggest events in the year, bro.
Yes, sir, man. What? You feel me? Shout out to Greenwood, bro. The Olympics is about to be lit. You feel me? That shit's about to be fire, man.
It's gonna be big.
It's gonna be a big, huge thing, bro. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. If you look at the roster, the entries and shit, bro, like we got some stacked ass names on that card, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some stacked ass names, bro. Like I swear to God, like I think it's gonna be tough, bro. I'm excited. I wish I was a judge. I can't be a judge because I'm hosting. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's
how
all
I feel.
Good.
Yeah,
you feel
me? Yeah.
But bro, like
I still like them samples.
Yeah, that's what I'm. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If y'all wanna, you know what I'm saying, just you know, do a little collab post, bro. Give us some samples, dog. You know what I'm saying? We'd be more than happy to let y'all know, bro, what we think about the product.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe we could do like a stream and smoke them and just do our little friendly contest.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but like a lot of these names though, bro. Like I would love to try their shit because they've had months in advance to prep, bro, so I know a lot of them like they got their facilities ready, dog. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm curious to try all that shit that they have.
Yeah, I'm ready to take another box, bro. I'll take a little flavor sample. Did you ever think you'd be hosting weed events? I mean, you got into music and you had these crazy old fools in your house that your mom's trying to kick out. And the music thing is like, I guess, bro, you make that shit sound.
You,
I'm just repeating what I heard.
I got to keep it in context, though, dog. You know what
I'm saying? No, just play. So you're out here pursuing this music career with the locals, putting them on, you know, honing your craft, sound engineering and rapping. Yeah, is that good? And then you start smoking weed, and then you just kind of stopped doing the music. You pursued cannabis. What happened? I heard you worked at like a fitness. You worked at a gym.
Yeah, man. So once I graduated high school, I still did music, but my father got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So you're good, bro. He's in a much better place, man. He's up there. You know what I'm saying? Showering me with blessings. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But with my mom. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They're watching
right
now. Like,
most
let's
definitely,
go.
You know what I'm saying? We over here teaming up for the Olympics. They up there fist pumping themselves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro? But so my dad got diagnosed with that. It didn't last too long, passed away. That got me into like some personal, like, you know what I'm saying? Like mental illness type of issues and shit, bro.
Totally understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fucking went homeless, you know what I'm saying? Became a junkie.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? fucked a lot of shit up, bro. Relationships with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Mainly my family. And then I ended up moving out to fucking to Sacramento. Sacramento's kind of where I got my shit together, you know what I'm saying, bro? So
how far is that from San Jose, is it?
At that time, that shit felt forever. It was only 2 hours.
I mean, that's still a long time. You know what I'm saying? That's like a two-hour drive.
Two-hour drive, yeah. You feel me? Like, I'll be real with you. Now that I be up, like, East Coast, West Coast, up and down the state, bro, like a two-hour, it ain't shit. Yeah. You feel me, bro? But at that time,
especially
bro,
when you're international, Mr. EK.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, bro, you feel me,
I'm just
bro.
Gonna hop on a 10-hour flight real quick and go over to the UK for a weekend.
You feel me, bro? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it feels right, do it. You know what I'm saying, bro? If it's feeling good, if it's in the moment. But yeah, nah, so I quit music shortly after my dad passed, bro. And then I went through all that shit, went to SAC. And at that moment, it wasn't about music or what I liked. It was about just fucking like trying to just be the dude I wanted to like kind of be known as. So I started doing a bunch of odd jobs and everything. I was a fucking carpenter. I was a painter, bro. You feel me? I worked at Sherwin-Williams Paints. I was like becoming a manager at all these places after like a month and a half, bro. And I was like, if I'm leveling up this much, bro, like I could obviously do better.
Yeah.
And then,
you didn't want to get that corporate desk job in the fucking building?
At a point, bro, if I had to settle for that, then yeah, you feel me? Because I was still selling weed, but no matter what, bro, I always sold weed. Right. That was the thing. So, and there was times where I would pursue it, dog. Like, if I noticed that I'm making more money, like, doing the little trapping shit that I was doing at a younger age, I fucking quit my day job. I'm like, fucking, now I could put somebody else on. But it never goes that easily. You feel me, bro? Like, having somebody be underneath you to want to help out is kind of hard to find. So
I feel it. You know I love selling weed, dude. That's why I do it legally. You know what I'm saying? It's just a passion of mine. It's just
giving people weed
and educating them a little bit and making sure they have a smile when they leave.
Yeah, off top, exactly. Just customer service, bro. Yeah. You feel me, dog? That's really why I got into selling weed, bro. It's making people like feel good, even at a younger age. Like, cool, he's coming through, picking up a sack, leaving happy. He's gonna come back and get more. It was always the satisfactory, like, you know what I'm saying, part of it that I thought was cool. And then, but then
selling that other shit is crazy, and I stopped immediately.
Yeah, bro. See, I didn't even try. I didn't even bother, bro. You feel me? Not at all. I had a homie, bro, that started selling shit like that. The world that shit brings is crazy.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's totally 3 different. 3 a.m. fucking knocks on the window. Exactly. You're like, yo, done. Bye.
And they know exactly where you at and shit, bro. Yeah, it's the worst part, bro. It's like
throw little rocks at your window, like
type shit. Yeah, exactly, bro. Just for $5 and shit, bro. It's like, I can't do that. You know. But then, bro, I started doing the weed thing a little bit more. And I linked up with Ryan. We linked up because of Weed Maps, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Ryan Doja.
That's when I really fucking wanted to take off with that shit. But only because I linked up with homie and we had a lot of the same vision, bro. Like we shared a lot of the same love for cannabis. Like we actually went from I was just buying tree from him at the time, bro. You feel me? And we would end up talking for like almost like 30 minutes to an hour in his whip, but like about different weed. He put me onto new shit, bro. I'd put him onto some shit, you know? There'd be things that like maybe like I would kind of be looking for that he would be able to have the connection to go grab and shit, you know?
So you're putting personal orders.
Huh? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, cause bro, I was selling, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, I was selling depths and other shit, bro. You feel me? At that time, like just to get by on the wholesale tip, and then I was fucking buying all that shit for, you know what I'm saying? Like most people do, bro. They sell the mid shit and then they fucking buy the top shit for them to smoke. You feel me?
Sure.
So I was in that.
So you sell distillate, but you smoke fucking top shit.
Yes, I never see, unfortunately, I never did that, bro. I've never gone that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I sold with depths and mids and shit, bro, just to get by, smoke all the top shit. Anyways, I ended up fucking, I locked in with Ryan, bro. And at the time, yes, I was working at a gym. I was working at a Fitness 19 in Citrus Heights, California. You feel me? That was just a regular day job while I was selling tree. It was good, bro, because I got mad customers.
From the gym.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I reeked of weed every day, bro. You feel me? And because I like didn't look or give the vibe that I was stoned, I was always safe. But they could tell that I was a stoner. I was still into all the bodybuilder homies, bro.
Good for recovery.
Yeah, 100%, bro. You feel me? All them fools that come in, bro, you know what I'm saying? Fucking them juice heads and shit. Yeah, I was selling mad weed to them, bro. So that helped out. And then finally, bro, like I needed to leave. I almost like fought my co-manager like twice.
What?
He's just a racist dude, bro. You feel me? Like it was like you run into a lot of racist folk in SAC. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. It could be a little diverse, but you could run into some fucking pretty racist folks, especially like in Citrus Heights. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some places are a little worse than others, at least that I've 100%. Been to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's in everything in life.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. But yeah, dog. And then that's when I hit up Ryan. I said, hey, bro, like, I'm about to just work for you, dog. I was like, fucking put me on. You know what I'm saying? I got you. I'll take this shit to like levels you probably haven't even, you didn't even think that it can go. I was just trying to upsell myself, bro. You feel me? I was just trying to get that job, right, bro. Because I actually saw that opportunity, bro. Like, it wasn't like, I'm going to leave this bad situation and go into this bad situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, that's weak as fuck. Like, I'll write it out until I got
like
something secure.
By the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a great voice.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because most people are like that. You feel me, dog? Yeah. Like, they think I was like, oh, this fool, I took advantage of this fool needing help. And it's like, nah, bro. Like, I've been selling weed since 14, 16, 17. Tried. So, bro, I went to every fucking Prop 215 store you can think of, right, in San Jose, bro. I fucking got cool as fuck as a customer first, got in with the manager. So when I finally went in and applied, you feel me? Like, I thought I might get the spot, but bro, they would keep it real with me and they'd be like, bro, I fuck with you, but the fact that you started as a customer is not good for me, dog. He's just like, it could bring you, I don't know who you know, and if I give you access to this shop, you know what I'm saying, as one, right, of my employees or homies, it's like, I don't know what the fuck's liable to happen.
Right.
So they would keep it real with me, bro. So I'd get shut down like crazy, especially in the Bay Area, bro. Like, the, yeah, Bay Area. Like, the weed is so in that culture, bro, that a lot of the motherfuckers that were just selling weed just went into Prop 215. You know what I'm saying?
Because this is a time where you couldn't just walk in with a resume and get a job at these dispensaries.
Exactly.
This is like the moment where you have to know somebody and if you're, correct, just a customer, I mean, it's kind of like,
and not just know somebody, like that somebody got to really vouch for, yeah, you and put their fucking name on the line for
you. Because you don't know who's a fan. Because at this time, you know, they're still getting raided.
Yes.
People are getting,
yes,
their,
yes,
shops shut down,
yes,
and people get, I mean, everyone's still, robberies happen all the time, but. Like,
but
no,
the raids and everything, yeah, were a little bit more, that was happening,
yeah,
like, yeah,
and
like crazy.
You know, there's still a lot of gray area, so I get it. And I was very lucky to get an early job at a dispensary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was a different time. Like, we were talking, like, the deli-style shit, mm-hmm, you know, where you had to know what the weed actually weighed.
Exactly.
And what the weed actually is. And there wasn't a lot of literature about, mm-hmm, cannabis, and there wasn't, mm-hmm, a lot of knowledge like there is now. Now motherfuckers come in just looking for CBD,
yeah,
and CBG and CBN, and what's the THC percentage? And I just want the highest THC. I'm like, yo, you know that don't mean fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts. Exactly.
I will smoke some.
Those are the novice smokers. Those are the people that are just getting into the shit, bro.
Yeah,
and that's,
yeah,
the thing.
That's why
I
like educating them. But, you know, people like to shop what they want to shop for, and customers are always right. So.
That's why the butt tender things are important, too, bro.
Super,
like, it's important for, like, a lot of these brands to be able to get in the ear of the butt tenders and really teach them, like, what it is that they know about their own product, bro. Because, like, what they know about their own product is what they've learned from checking out other product, you know? So, like, now we're giving that kind of game and that knowledge to these folks that are going to be, like, at the front lines, bro. And you want them to know what they're talking about. So if you have the person who's a novice smoker just asking a very generic question that may not really pertain to the fucking weed at all,
yeah,
you feel me, can really game them up and really be like, oh, look, to be honest with you, that kind of don't matter. And then just fucking,
yeah,
explain the knowledge to them, you know? Like, that's, I feel like that shit's mad important.
Well,
bro,
I like to
ask,
that's
why it's good that you're a butt tender.
Yeah.
You know your shit.
I try to preach this. Like, now that I'm on the front lines, I feel like butt tenders are a super important aspect to the industry because they are the face of all the brands. They're the direct,
correct,
connect to the consumer.
100%.
So the relationship with the brands to the butt tenders is important because if they know about your product and, you know,
yeah,
there's, I hate to say this, but, you know, some brands throw in incentives and shit.
Correct,
for you,
exactly.
Which, you know, is good for, because we're all working. But if it's good product, we will push that.
Exactly,
and then,
correct,
the shop would need good butt tenders that have that relationship with customers to, mm-hmm, keep giving them that great service and to educate them and let them know and steer them in the right way. Because you hate, you know, selling something to somebody that isn't what they like because you don't know anything and they're talking about something, and since you have no knowledge of the
about
product,
it, yeah, you might fuck up and
giving
them
something totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
And they end up getting like a panic attack.
Yeah, exactly. You feel me? And they come back fucking like hating,
yeah,
hating y'all.
You're not good.
Exactly.
I like them coming
see,
back.
See, but
like,
you got all the SOPs for a butt tender, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, you, you know what I'm saying? You really
look,
do, bro.
I see beyond all that, all the buzzwords and the marketing and all them, like, things they put on the packaging, which I feel. But in a saturated market, packaging is important as well because,
yeah,
you want to stand out,
correct,
from the shelves of the, everything's the same, you know,
yeah, correct,
it's all weed to the customer, but it's, what do you like? It's like looking at wine or beer.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
To the average
consumer.
You're
going to get attracted by how it looks.
Yeah, average consumer beer, they don't know the difference between like an IPA or a haze or a fucking lager. It's beer is beer.
Yeah,
some,
yeah,
is dark, some is light.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Some is fruity. So I was like, what do you like? Do you like fruity? Do you like gassy, floral? It's
type
just,
shit,
you gotta,
exactly,
like, learn about. What are you trying to feel? Are you trying to chill? Are you trying,
yeah,
to get creative? You want to fucking get,
see,
stuck in your couch?
See, so I don't, and I really don't be at the stores that much, bro. So, like, I really don't know the type of clientele that, like, really walk through the door.
Come
like, butt
10 for 2 hours with me. I'll show
you. You know what I'm saying? I could imagine it's really going to be all the folks that are trying to get the biggest bang for their buck, bro.
Yeah,
you
let me get
saying?
The $40 half ounce of pre-roll joints.
Okay, okay. That sounds about right, bro.
Yeah. What's what's your cheapest cart? You have any $5 joints?
Damn.
Yeah.
See, it used to be like that. Prop 215 was like that too. There was a bunch 100%. Of them, you know what I'm saying? It was like that. That's why I don't expect any
different. I fall on a budget, bro.
Yeah, it was barely anybody grabbing the fucking expensive
shit
at
that time.
But if
there's like a good quarter for like $60, I'd be like, yo, this shit right here is quality. It's like $30 an eighth, but you get a quarter, which is good for the consumer. Like, yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. Like, I would pay that. I look at it as like I'm the consumer. Like, what would
you.
I spend my hard earned money on?
See, I feel
what would
that.
Make my experience? And it depends, because some people just want the cheapest shit. They can't tell. But other people
sure.
want that experience of like flavor, taste. Effect.
That's I agree with you on so that shit, bro. Like different. Even me, bro. I go based off of like how I smell. Like me, I wouldn't mind. I'm gonna be real with you. I wouldn't mind paying like $4 to $4.20 for a zip. On, you know what I'm saying? If I'll be real with you, bro. If it's some fire, bro. Like if it's really some fire. Nah.
But I would do it,
you know,
straight from the grower.
You know what I'm saying?
I want them to get the love.
For sure, 100%. But even on the street level, though, is what I'm saying, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I grew up on a time, bro. That $400 was like accurate.
Bro, I was
selling
$500 ounces back in the day. I was selling pounds for like 7K. Like, I get it. I miss those days as well. But, like,
I'm just saying, bro, if the quality is there, bro, there's a certain respect that I'm willing to give it, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
But obviously, not everything is going to be worth that type of shit, bro. You feel me? Like, I'm willing to give the fucking the creator, the breeder, like, if it's something unique and shit, bro, that literally you can't really grab anywhere else. And it's a lot of shit that we fuck with, bro, that's really like that. You feel me? Like, I like to, I'm not going to lie to you, bro, like, in between like 4 to 420, that's what I feel like is a good ticket. And I would pay that shit.
People pay that.
People pay more than that. You know what I'm saying? Bro,
like depending on the name, people pay some crazy. Yeah, some number, I was seeing some $1,000 ounces. I was like, okay, that must be some.
You know what I'm saying?
What, did that come with some NFTs or what?
I'm saying it comes with a box and all this other shit, bro.
It comes with a toy.
You know what I'm saying? It comes with a toy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The little Happy Meals.
You like the toys?
I'll say this, bro. From a marketing aspect, I think it's dope because that's. Like, we're at a point, bro, where people gotta grow and graduate and elevate into caring about the weed. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning of it, it's like you said, bro, they're gonna go based off how shit looks. You feel me? Like, that's what they're gonna get attracted to and everything, bro. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just like, after, I feel like it just takes a couple of years, bro, of them starting to grab a lot of the same shit. And they're like, okay, cool, different toy, different box, different fucking color, different fucking collab. But then it's like a candy, or it's fucking the same 41, or it's the same type of biscotti and shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like people end up graduating into wanting to learn about other shit. Like, that's why I feel like with Doja, just one thing that we do offer is we do a lot of different pheno hunts, bro. And we're constantly fucking like trying to bring a bunch of new flavors.
But you guys are consistent. Like, because you guys do a great quality control as well. And I know you guys
appreciate
do a lot
that.
Of like pheno hunting, and you guys really care about what you put out there. And I know like Ryan, when he goes and shops, he'll get his weed off the counter to see what it's like. And
correct.
If it's whack, he's like, nah, take that shit off. I'll take it all back. I'm gonna give you guys some fresh
of course.
Shit.
There's nothing worse than fucking seeing your own product, bro, and then having it be like, you know what I'm saying, just not looking the way that you need it to look. Because
if
that's
it's
what
someone's
you're
first
it look,
representation bro. Of your product and it's some like old
correct.
Shit, you're like, damn, now I have a bad taste about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Flavor forever. Just like going to a restaurant, ordering a meal, and that first dish, you're like, damn, this is kind of this. Do I want to go back?
Yeah, I feel you.
Know?
No, 1,000%.
So you guys are consistent with quality control, and I think the cut. Consumer and the culture understands, you know, because Ryan came, I had him on the show, you know, he's just like
correct.
Real, you know, quiet dude, creative, and loves, has a passion for it, and just wants to put the best out there.
For sure, bro.
And he, you know, sources some of the best shit.
100%. You know what I'm saying?
And it showed, because he's all over the fucking globe.
Yeah,
not
for sure.
Where's your favorite place to go?
My favorite place to go?
Because you do events everywhere, bro. You've been all over the southern.
Bro, I'll tell you this, bro. Look, I do events, bro, but I've only hosted like 4. You know what I'm saying? I've done a handful type shit. You feel me, bro? And like just the ones that I've hosted, I seem to have done a good job, and fucking people fuck with the energy and everything.
Yeah, you're great.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? I really like going to shows though and just chopping it up with folks, bro. Being the host is cool, but like I really like going. Like I got this thing that like I try to give. You know how
like
it is,
like in New
bro.
York, you were just chilling while I was on the mic.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 100%.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I was like, damn, I wish I could just chill right here, but I have to run up and down all these stairs and say hi.
Because, bro, like at certain events, bro, like I get pulled left and right too, bro. And like, you know, you want to be respectful and mindful of everybody's time.
Yeah.
So, like, I try to give everybody like 3 to 5 minutes, bro. You feel me? Like, just that's why I like when the events are like 3 hours, because I'm kind of able to mingle with a lot of folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? That's my favorite way of engaging. The hosting shit is cool, bro. Like, I like putting on a show, I guess you could say. Like, I like being able to fucking engage with folks on a different level, add an extra fucking type of like hype and energy to the event. You feel me? Like I love doing that. But the best thing is just meeting up with these folks. You always meet motherfuckers that come from everywhere, bro. You feel me? Like it's not motherfuckers that just are from Cali or, you know what I'm saying, they come from around the world.
Depending on the event, people travel. Yeah, and you want to make sure they get a great experience.
Yeah, and then New York and Cali, bro, we get a lot of the fucking, a lot of the bruvs. We get the homies from Germany, bro. You feel me? We got a couple folks from Brazil out here doing their fucking thing. Like we got some folks from fucking like Nicaragua out here doing their thing. Like it's cool, bro. Like I love linking up with people like that.
So where has weed taken you that you thought you'd never be able to go to?
Honestly, Thailand.
Yeah?
Yeah, Thailand. I'm gonna be real with you. Just because it was just so like, it was just, bro, like after being there and shit, bro, I'm peeping it out. Like it just, like just, I mean, obviously, bro, like being in the UK and other places and seeing the weed shit, but like they've kind of, you know what I'm saying, they kind of like been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like for me, Thailand was just so out of my thought process. I was like, there's no way these fools are doing shit with weed, you know? So when we end up pulling up and I go to that facility, I see how they're cultivating it, bro. I see how it's fucking the operation's being ran. I thought that was pretty, like that's one thing that was kind of just like it blew my mind, bro. You feel me? It's even crazier because we gave them cuts and now they're growing that shit and sending it to Australia. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like the whole thought of this shit is fucking is insane, dog. It's like we just went to visit, we gave them cuss, they grew them fucking fire. You know what I'm saying? The fucking they were grown to perfection. Now it's being sold
so
out.
So Thailand is exporting to Australia.
Yeah.
And you guys are just out there, bro. What world are we living in?
I'm telling you, bro, 100%.
Do you believe it?
I think
theories?
We got, if I'm not mistaken, bro, we're doing from Portugal to is it Portugal to Spain?
Portugal,
I think if I'm
Portugal
not mistaken,
was like one of the first countries that was legal for everything, but no one really spoke about it. Everyone went to Amsterdam and then Barcelona became it. Now Germany's a thing and like all the other countries are.
Yeah, Germany's cracking, bro. Germany's cracking.
You were in Germany too?
I haven't been to Germany yet. No, I'm thinking about going for Mary Jane this year.
Okay.
But everybody told me that was the one to go to.
I heard it was huge.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I didn't go.
Where have you been? All right, so where out of the country have you been?
I've been to a couple places as well.
Okay.
Out of the country, I've been to Jamaica for weed. We're talking about for weed. Mm-hmm. Jamaica.
Specifically for weed? You went to Jamaica?
Barcelona, yeah. For the cannabis cup.
Oh, shit. Oh,
they
damn.
They had one in Jamaica. It was like the international. It was one of the first ones.
Damn.
It was dope. And we stayed in an all-inclusive resort walking distance from the event.
Bro.
So we were just like at the hotel getting free food and drinks and walking to the event.
That's hard, bro.
It was crazy. I got my hair braided.
How old were you at the time?
This was 2015.
Oh damn!
16,
okay.
Damn, was that 10 years ago already?
Damn, that's dope.
Fuck.
Bro, you were still living life 10 years ago, dog. You were still doing your fucking thug thizzle. Goddamn.
It was for weed, bro. I mean, that was a good trip. I got my hair braided a lot. It
was when you was out there
on the beach. I just got your hair braided on the beach.
Yo, that's fucking.
But
hard.
You do a lot of hairstyles too. I see you used to color your hair, like put all sorts of designs and shit in it.
I still do that, bro.
Are we getting some exclusive for Olympics?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's gonna be my first one back after like maybe almost a year.
Yeah, because I remember every time I saw you, your head was always like super colorful and designed, and I was
all man.
Right.
I'm gonna be real with you. If it wasn't for my boy, you know what I'm saying, my brother and my barber Julius Caesar, I'm telling you, I would have never done it, bro. He was just cutting my hair one day. I was seeing him maybe weekly at that point, bro, or maybe bi-weekly. He was cutting my hair and he was like, "Yo, you ever thought about doing color to your hair, bro?" I'm like, hell nah, bro. I'm thinking like, nah, bro, I can't pull that shit off. I don't really fuck
like
with that.
Like bleaching that or whatever?
Yeah, and he was like, bro, he's like, you got some thick ass hair, bro. Like the color will hold and it'll be sick. Like I promise you, we'll do some dope shit. So then he convinced me, bro, and I did like the first one and I fucked with it, bro. Like I thought it was really fucking cool.
Designs or was it just one color?
No, it was designs. There's been twice, I think only two times, bro, maybe a third, but I think twice that I've actually went and just did blonde. You feel me? I've just blonde or just straight like fucking like white.
One
like,
color,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, type
Cisco.
Shit. Yeah, Cisco. I'm not gonna lie, what? I wanna see how that shit was.
You did platinum?
Yeah, I swear, bro. I've done this blonde with the beard and then I just did hella platinum
and
with
then
the
you
beard.
Did a parody. I fucked with the song instead of thong, it was bong, 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 bong. You're like, oh, I'm gonna make a bong remix.
That's a good one, bro. That's a good fucking
Let
good piece
me
of
hit that bong. I love it when I go to do some bubble effects and shit. Love it when I go. Hell yeah, dude.
Bro, you wildin'.
Let me see that perk. Let me see it perk.
Bro.
We should get in the studio, bro. We should do like a parody mixtape.
All right, bro, see you tomorrow. I'm down. You probably I'm not lying to you. I'm down.
You're out here. I always thought you lived on the East Coast, bro. I didn't know you're from the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm from.
Do people think you're from the East Coast a lot?
Honestly, bro, no.
No one's like, hey, you from the East Coast?
Nah, a lot of people that try to fuck with me, bro, like they kind of always tell me, like they're like, yo, bro, like what brought you out here? Like we know you from Cali and shit. Like they either think I'm from LA or they know I'm from the Bay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? One or the other.
I don't know why I got East Coast from you. I always thought this because I think every time I saw you was on the East Coast.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Alley folks that didn't really know me, they're the, like, you know what I'm saying, that do what we do, they're the ones that really thought I was from the East Coast. They're like, yo, it's the way you dress, it's the way that you talk, bro, like you're so fucking hyped up, like you're from New York and shit. And I'm like, I can see that. Because once I went to New York for the first time, and I saw the energy I was getting, that I was putting out and then receiving, I was like, yo, New York's crazy, bro. It's too fast different, for me. Bro. Really?
I feel like I'm in the way.
It's fucking perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit, I'm bro. Like, I have New York make you feel like, I'll tell you this, yeah, but New York's the type of spot to make you feel that way.
But 1,000%. Like, we have our own pace, like the California pace, you know, it's kind of more chill, laid back. So like we walk a little slower, like our pace is a little more like chill. And then when you go to New York, everyone's just like walking, everyone walks, and it's just like, I'm going, I got places to be, I got places to be, I got to move, B, get out the way. And I'm just on my and they're on their New York pace, you know, they're out here on like the fifth gear and I'm on the second gear and shit.
And
I'm like, even when I'm just like trying to stand and like off to the side, I feel like I'm still in the way, bro. And everything's always under construction there.
They never gonna stop.
And you can't see the sky.
Yeah.
You only see like little slivers of the sky.
Oh, bro.
It gets crazy.
Yeah, they got crazy ass buildings, bro. I'll tell you that. So you be staying in the city then when you go.
Yeah, I've never been in New York suburbs.
You never been to Queens, LIC? You get out the buildings a little
bit. I mean, every time I go, it's usually for work. So I'm usually going to all these spots and shit.
The only time I really got to see
New York, besides walking with the big group, is I ran like 7 miles when I went there one time when I was training and shit and running all the time. And I ran from my hotel to, I think it was the Hudson, and then I did that little Freedom Trail, and I ran like most of Manhattan, and then I went back.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's small as hell.
Why were you training for? What were you doing?
Well, like you know, I lost my mom suddenly from cancer. I went through some, you know, mental shit as well.
Yeah.
And I just started running. I felt like Forrest Gump, dude. I'm just going to run.
That's fine. And then exhaust yourself.
I started running. And then the marathon was coming around. It was on my birthday. It was my 40th birthday. And it was always a bucket list because I was born and raised here. And I was like, I'm just going to run the marathon.
Yeah.
And
that shit's lit.
And I trained for like 2 months. So I just, everywhere I went, I was just running. I was like, I'm just going to run.
Respect, bro. That's dope.
And I did it. And I'll never do it again. But it was a good time.
How was that experience, dog?
I mean,
literally a one and done, huh? You never again, for real?
I told my wife after I finished and like I was walking, I was like, remind me of this moment right now. Because if I ever want to run the marathon, just remind me of this because I never want to do this again.
You were sorry as shit,
like,
huh?
The completing the marathon, like setting a goal and doing it, something that like, you know, 1% of the world population is completed, is a great feeling and a good accomplishment. And it was just like, if that feeling everyone should experience, whatever it is. But the recovery was a bitch, bro. Like, like toenails falling off, and like this. I learned about nipple chafing from fucking.
Oh, word!
Running.
You never heard of that? Damn, bro.
I mean, I wasn't running as much, but you know, I wasn't an athlete
bro. That shit suck, huh? Yeah, that shit is horrible, bro.
So I had to learn about nipple tape and shit.
Yeah.
You know, my muscles. I couldn't even sit for like, you know.
No, everything hurt, bro. Yeah.
I was fucked.
The next day maybe all right. No, the second day, bro.
Next day was whack. The fucking. Second day was whack.
The second
day is
probably
the
worst, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. That second day.
Immediately
shit is fucking,
after was whack. Like once you stop running,
once you cool down. Yeah, once you cool down, it's over.
You stiff up. And you're like, fuck. Do I stiff in a cryo bath right now? Am I just fucking?
But did that offer that shit though after the marathon?
Yeah, they did. Okay, it's fine. Like,
you should have took advantage of all that.
Bro,
shit.
There's 1,000 people going in that shit. I ain't trying to step in the same ass fucking.
Just make sure they spray. You be alright,
bro.
Come on,
I ain't trying to share a fucking...
No,
I ain't trying to share a communal ice bath, bro. That's kind of sus, especially after they ran 26 miles. And yeah, all the juices are out, and everyone's sweating, and you don't know how...
Yeah, maybe not at that time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of heads, bro. It's a lot of ball sweat. Yeah, I'll say that. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, but
thinking of some regular-ass little marathon, bro. Yeah, nah, that's too many
heads. Do you run?
Hell nah, bro, I'll tell you this, bro.
You would never do a marathon?
I would never do a marathon. Hell nah, I would never do
half a marathon.
I saw my boy do that shit, bro. And just like you, he died. Like at the end, bro. Like when he crossed, bro, he just fell on his face. He just laid there, bro. He just didn't move, bro. You feel me?
I feel him. Like it 100%. Was 100%.
You know what I'm saying? He was so. I wouldn't do it, bro. I am into. Bro, I'll tell you this. I'm like an extremist. Like when I get into something, like I dive into that shit like crazy. So when I do have my moments where I'm doing fitness, bro, like I go in it crazy. I'm watching what I eat, what I drink. You know what I'm saying? I get on a cool little routine and everything, but I haven't done that in a minute, bro. Like, since I went back outside and I started going to events and I started fucking doing, you know what I'm saying, just linking with new people, bro, linking with young and upcoming curators and shit, bro. Like, as I did that more and more, like, I had less and less time for myself, bro. But it's only because, like, I really enjoyed what I was doing at the time. So I fucking, like, just, I was doing it constantly.
All in. You know? You're all in kind of guy.
Type shit, you feel me? What? As long as it makes sense, you feel me? Yeah.
Except in school.
You know what I'm saying? Except in school, yeah.
You're an all
in. I mean, hey, look, in my defense, dog, I went back to college when I went to SAC, and I was fucking, bro, I was crushing it, bro, you feel me? But I just wanted to crush it in the weed shit a lot more, you feel me? So, like, I dropped school at that time, and I fucking just did the whole thing with Doja, and then fucking... ran it up, bro, and then we shut it down. Fucking January 2018, we didn't want to get in trouble for operating without a license. Shut that bitch down. Right. Came into LA, bro, and we made a presence for ourselves in LA, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like big time. You feel?
Yeah, you guys started as like a little delivery shit.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying?
In SAC, and then moved down to LA and went legal.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Started creating waves, and now everyone's just trying to swim, man. in that ocean with you guys being all around the world, and you know, you being a part of that. Is great, bro.
No, it was cool, bro. It was I'll tell you this,
you deserve
bro.
It.
It was yeah, bro. It was just it's
kind of.
I'll tell you this, bro. Oh, that's
These are some flavors.
These are some flavors. Always got some flavors, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. This was the wild blueberries, bro. So
what's been your favorite?
Like I said earlier, bro, the biscotti Tom Skittles. That one, without a doubt, that's the one that I'm smoking like crazy. I'm not gonna lie, I smoked this one earlier, bro, because I needed that shit. I needed that type of high. This one, bro, I saved for last because this has got more.
You're not rolling up any of these?
Oh, I'm about to. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Which one should I roll up first,
bro? Which one you want? I know you got that Be Easy. Shout out to Be Easy. He was on here a little while ago. I love that guy. He's so funny. You got the Honeydew, which is a good one.
Yeah, I know what Dizzy this one's about.
An ill OG. Bam, bam. Yes. Are you going to roll up? Yeah, let's get a Be Easy review. Let's go off of Terps and Caicos. What?
Yeah, my guy's crushing the candy game. 100%. That's just fucking...
I love the toys. Look, I know I brought it up earlier, but I'm a fan of that shit.
Yeah, but for marketing aspect, it's cool. You feel me, bro?
I'm that consumer. You know, that generation.
Bro, you can't... Look, I'm going to be honest with you.
Like, it's not for kids.
You can't not like it. You feel me? Like, I feel like if you just are totally in on it and you're like, oh, bro, that shit's whack. It's all about the weed. Like, yes, it should be about the weed, bro. Yeah. But, like, there's a new era. There's a following for that.
Yeah.
Like, those people are going to eventually graduate. If they really care about what they're smoking, they're going to go that path that eventually leads you to people that are curating new flavors and that only care about the weed. They don't care about none of this extra, like, you know what I'm saying, attachment shit.
There's a consumer for everybody.
Yeah, you feel me? But you gotta like the packaging shit, bro, just because it's like, you're seeing people get really creative with it, bro. You feel me? They're finding different ways to connect with an audience, bro. A lot of it's nostalgic, bro. Like, the motherfuckers doing the video game shit right now, bro, you're getting a young demographic up to, like, the 40, 50-year-old dude that's gaming at the crib and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I'm playing more.
You know what I'm saying?
You game?
I don't.
You don't got time, bro. I'll
tell you this. I used to fuck with gaming until it was like the last time I played a game was like February 20th, bro, in 2018.
Bro, you remember the exact date?
Yeah, because I had it, peep. So look, I had Guthi as an assistant and another homie, bro. Because dog, that was the last time that I fucking, bro. I'm being dead ass. You know what I'm saying? No.
How
cap,
do you know?
Bro.
Were you that serious in the gaming? You had it on your schedule?
Bro, like I fucking played 2K like crazy, bro. Like that was my shit. Like I would like bro, I would
Did
fucking
you have
my
own character.
100%, bro. Like I went in on that shit, bro. You feel me? Like so, bro, so much. Like I was in it, bro, to where like. Yeah, bro. Just know I wasn't taking over 2K, bro. You feel me? Now I would say taking over my world, bro. But since I was only doing deliveries at that time, bro, or like pickups, I had more time to just be doing shit.
You're fucking fools up.
You know what I'm saying, bro? I was just fucking. I was nice on it, bro.
Since 2018.
No, I have. I got my ass whooped, bro. Rusty. I got my ass handed to me. Stupid rusty. Bro.
I know. I feel that.
Stupid
Every
rusty.
Every time I
dog.
Play Madden, I'm like,
it
fuck,
was fucking. Yeah, bro. It was. I'm telling you, dog. I was really into the whole gaming and shit, bro. At least for 2K, I couldn't fuck with Call of Duty because I just wasn't good at it, dog.
You couldn't do the first persons.
Type shit. Yeah, nah.
Because of the shooters.
Nah, but I was doing fucking 2K for sure. I was doing 2K and FIFA. And then I stopped playing, bro, with my assistants and shit, dog. I started doing wholesale shit, and I started giving Guthy and a couple other homies the delivery fucking customers, you know? So that way I can just be focused on, like, being in meetings that were just doing a little bit more, connecting with people on a wholesale level, you know? And also connecting with other breeders and shit. It gave me a chance to connect with cultivators, breeders, and just kind of dive more into just, you know, networking that way.
What was your first system?
What do you mean? My first Nintendo system?
Your first video, yeah. Was it Nintendo?
It was that I can remember, bro, that I got when I was a kid, SNES. Super Nintendo? Yeah, that was the one, bro. I broke fucking Super Smash TV. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The fucking, where, like, you're like a blue character and a red character, and you guys are both like in a, like, you guys are like, we're just killing hella people. You feel me, bro? And just, we're running it up by how many people we kill, how much money we collect in the process and shit. You don't remember this game.
I don't remember that
You
one.
Don't remember this game, bro. I was looking at you right now. You're like,
I was trying to register it, but I can't.
You good.
I mean, there were so many games at that time.
Bro, there was ridiculous amount of games. That's what I'm saying.
Some
games
were
really fucking shitty, bro. Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
I mean, what was your first system?
The first one I remember was regular Nintendo. I mean, I played like Atari
Duck
and all that
shit, right?
But Nintendo was like the one I remembered. And then Sega Genesis was the one I really grew up on. And then
Word.
And then there was, you know, Nintendo 64.
Oh yeah,
64.
Sonic. I want a lot of Sonic and the X-Men game on.
There was I got to play a lot, you know. I was out here hustling at a young age. Yeah, of course.
Man,
you want that one?
That's hella rude of me.
No, please. They're out here for us to smoke.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Apologize,
brother.
Smoke.
You're good, dude. yeah, I play a lot. That's why I feel like a lot of the shit we're witnessing now has kind of been pushed on us through, like, video games and TVs, because they show us things that we watch, so we prepare for it, and then it happens in real life. And I'm like, yo, this shit is wild.
Wild, yeah.
Do you think there's, like... Or do you believe in, like, those theories and shit? Like,
I mean,
how about, like, aliens? Do you think there's others, like, beings
out
here?
Yeah, I do believe that.
Are we the only living species?
I do believe this motherfucker's... I truly do believe that there's fucking, like, that we do have other people, like, blending in as us. You feel me? That are just fucking, like...
You think they're here already?
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. I really do think that way, bro. Just when meeting with certain people, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's certain people that you meet that you're just like, I don't know, dog. Like, they don't throw you off, but it's just like... You're not like human like, bro. There's like certain shits about you that's like a little different. You
feel
me?
Type I feel shit. It. No, you know, there's also a wild study that they did where I don't have scissors, bro.
I just rolled the whole leaf up.
I'm a full leaf smoker. There's a study that happened where they said, I think it's like 30%. I mean, the number, I'm going to say 30% of people don't have an inner monologue. They can't, like, they don't have an inner voice. So they can't, like, really think or anything. They just kind of do. They just go about. And I'm like, yo, NPCs. These are dudes that are just part of the simulation. That
type
are just
shit.
Going through the process.
That's actually wild.
What?
Where'd you find that out?
It's just a study that's been out.
Okay. I never heard of that.
Like, there's another thing. Like, when you close your eyes and visualize something, can you see it? Like, if you close your eyes and think of an apple, can you see an apple?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah? Some people can't. You know
what I mean? Okay.
Some people don't have that. So it's the same thing with, like, an inner voice. Like, there's some things
that
we
think. Okay, I get what you're saying.
We think we grew up, like, normal having this shit, but some people don't have it.
Damn.
Like, when they read, they always read out loud. They don't have, like, that inner voice where they read.
Damn.
And that...
that is kind
of
wild.
And that makes me realize, like, a lot of shit on Twitter... a lot of shit on social media. I'm like, all right, some of these fools have no inner monologue and they're just spouting.
Yeah, they just say shit, bro. That's why I don't get into with these fools on fucking on any social media shit, bro.
Then how do you get suspended, bro? All your accounts are suspended right now. What happened,
bro? I don't know. That I'm trying to figure out, bro. That is definitely I'm being hated on. I feel like my shit got reported. What's crazy though, dog? All right, so this is the 15th time I got taken down.
Damn.
And I feel like the previous times, I felt like it was just the cannabis that I was posting. So I said, fuck it. Let me verify myself. Let me pay to play. Like, let me pay them for the verification, bro.
I'm a real person.
And, like, yeah, you feel me? Like,
here's
it's
my
me,
real name, fool.
Everything. You feel me? Exactly.
I'll give you my government now,
all
assholes.
All that shit. Exactly, bro. I tried doing it that way. And things were good, bro. When I started posting the cannabis, everything was fine. There wasn't a big issue. And I wasn't doing it too often. But then out of nowhere, dog, like last night I made a couple of posts, you feel me? I was fucking just showcasing a couple of fucking new flavors, bro. And then woke up at 4 a.m. and my shit was gone.
Yeah, because when I was like trying to find your...
Even my Twitter got taken down.
I was
down,
trying to like, find your Twitter, like on your link tree. I was like, all right, let me click on this. I was like, all right, cool. And then I clicked on Twitter or Twitch or Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And it was like account suspended. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And
then I clicked...
Yeah, yeah, when I was on there. And then I clicked on Key Zombie. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's my designer.
What?
Yeah, that's my homie. That's my designer, bro. Yeah,
designer for?
For, like, graphics and everything.
Okay.
Bro. Like, a lot of the shit, like, all my jars, bro, rolls, hash holes, all that shit, bro. Like, he's the one that cooks everything up, bro.
So he's the one, the graphics.
Yeah, correct, killing bro. It. Yeah, he came up, like, when I first met him in person, I was in New York for an event, and, like, he literally just walked up. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, I fuck with the cartoons and shit that you made, like that are being made for you, like my little cartoon EKs and shit. And then I said, yeah, my boy in LA be cooking them for me, you know. And then fucking, he's like, nah, bro, I made those. And he fucking takes out his laptop or whatever, and he's just or his iPad, and he starts showing me all the designs and how he was the one that fucking made them and everything. From there, bro, I started just giving him work, and he's bro, I'm telling you, he's the quickest designer that I know. His turnaround time is insane. He's really, really skillful when it comes to like the, you know what I'm saying, to the edits, bro. He's dope.
Hell yeah, it's always good
to
have on the
team. So how'd you find him? He was just fucking, they just recommended him when you're on your link tree. Oh shit, yeah, that is on my link tree.
Come on, man, I tried to do some research on you, but.
Yeah, I honestly forgot how to sit on there, bro. That's right.
Yeah, there's a like, you know, I was trying to find some shit, but there was just a couple YouTube videos. I was like, okay, EK out here just like killing it, but fucking under the radar. I like
you know
this shit.
Saying?
I like
yeah,
this
yeah
shit.
Bro. You feel me? There's just, yeah, dog. I've been outside, bro. You feel me? That was there's a couple things, bro, that sometimes you gotta do, bro, when with like the least distractions, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's times that you gotta like really like focus in with some shit, dog. And like me being outside was like, me going to all these events, doing all the media shit I was doing was cool, but to set up what I got going on this year, I kind of had to take a step back and just like, you know what I'm saying, reassess a little bit of like my image and kind of like how I've been portraying myself in the game, you feel me? Because I'm getting older, bro, you feel me? I've been putting in
a lot more work
and shit, you feel me?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I'm the old man now.
Damn, bro, it's crazy. I'm about to roll this whole fucking leaf.
Roll it up, bro. We about to make it happen. All right. Let me ask you a couple questions real quick, all right?
Nah.
What's your favorite cereal?
Very cereal?
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. The s'more cereal. It has like fucking the little graham crackers, the little white marshmallows, and the little cocoa puff in it. Yeah.
It's the s'more cereal. All right. All right, look. We're going to be co-hosting the Zolympics, right? Mm-hmm. It might lead us to co-hosting a lot more events together. And now we're on the road and we're traveling and shit. We pull over, we go to like the quick liquor store, and well, we getting munchies. What are you getting?
Shit, bro, depending where we at, dog. You feel me? You said the quick liquor store, though, bro.
Yeah, no, we're walking
around
like the 7-Eleven.
I bet.
What are we getting?
I'm going to run in. I'm going to get a Welch's Fruit Punch if they got it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If they don't have that, then I'm going to get a fucking. It's a raspberry iced tea, but I forgot fucking the name of the brand right now. But it has like a little rectangle type bottle with a long neck. You know what I'm saying? So I either get one of those, and then I'll probably end up grabbing the fucking the extra hot Cheetos.
The black bag.
Yeah, the black bag. Uh-huh. Exactly that one. I probably just end up doing that shit, bro. And then lastly, maybe if they got it, I give me a Babe Ruth.
Okay.
Yeah.
A classic. I don't think I heard anyone shout out Babe Ruth in a while, bro.
my dad's favorite chocolate, bro. So okay. I kind of just kept that alive.
I feel it. I should probably eat one. That's the like peanut and chocolate.
I'm not gonna lie, it's like the old man. It's like the old man chocolate bar or candy bar is what people call it.
That's fire.
It's just nougat and nuts.
What's your Taco Bell order?
Fucking. shit, bro. I'll get a beefy gordita crunch. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd end up grabbing a fucking a chicken enchilada burrito, you feel me? With no sour cream, no red sauce, and I'll substitute it with Chipotle sauce.
Hell yeah. So you hack the menu a little bit.
Yeah, most definitely.
No Baja Blast? You fuck with it?
Yeah, man, fuck it. I'll get the freeze.
Oh, happy hour freeze.
Yeah.
Get that shit. Get it for me for a buck, bro. What? Hey, if you...
I love your questions, dog. I was like, damn, like, fucking...
You have a favorite Red Bull flavor?
Sugar-free.
Anything sugar-free or just regular sugar-free?
Did you say I have a
Red
favorite
Bull.
Red Bull, the drink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just regular sugar-free.
Just a regular flavor.
Yeah, regular flavor.
You don't like their fruit,
Nah, I don't fuck with it.
Damn.
I don't fuck with it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, right? But I'm gonna lie to you.
No, that's Travis. Travis loves the sugar free.
I've only tried the fucking the silver and yellow can. And now that I think of it, bro, I haven't tried none of tropical? The tropical. Yeah, I don't really drink energy drinks like that. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but we do. I mean, you know, when you're hosting events and they have like a chest full of Red Bulls, you're like, hell yeah, I'm gonna drink one right now.
Yeah, for surely with that part. Yeah, no, you're not lying there. You're not lying there. When at an event, yeah, bro, I'll get weird and fucking chug that shit and fucking, you know what I'm saying, get all bubbly.
All right, portal. It just shows up. You're walking, and a portal just appears. You walking into it?
Damn. At what time? At this time of my life right now?
Whenever.
I guess it just depends on what I got going on.
Right now.
If things are going great, bro, it's like, I'm not going to step in that shit. You feel me? You feel me? But like, if like I got shit, bro, if it's a rough time, bro, I'm going to step in that bitch. What do I got to lose? You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I probably would step in it regardless.
It's a portal. How often do they appear? Yes,
that's what I'm saying, exactly. Yeah. If it pulls up like Bill and Ted, though, like if it pulls up in
like
a fucking
elevator?
You know what I'm saying? Like an elevator.
Phone booth.
If it pulls up like that, bro, it's lit, bro. It's fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? I'll be juiced off of
Were they in a portal or was that like a time machine?
Shit, bro. Are they both kind of the same thing? Is that one portal could take you to another different time, right?
Yeah, like a different time. But different it also time. Could take you to like a different dimension or a different
that's true too.
Area. Like,
that's true too.
Who knows?
What if but you're right, though. I think it was a time machine. But they did go other places, too. Like, didn't they show up in fucking, like, hell? They showed up in, like, heaven or whatever? The all-white spot?
I haven't seen those movies in, like, decades, bro. Excellent. I should watch that shit again.
Yeah, bro. I just watched a new one, bro.
That's why it's fresh in your memory, bro.
Type shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
What? All right, look. Let's say we enter this portal, right? Well, and now you have the opportunity to eat dinner and smoke weed with three people. No family, all right?
Okay.
Because I respect that, but I mean, that would be always.
I know where this is going.
Yeah. But three people, anybody, dead or alive, they could be any characters, they could be fiction, nonfiction, whatever.
Damn.
Three people, dude, you're chilling with.
God damn.
We eating, we smoking.
God damn. That's actually a good one. All right, so DMX.
What they really want.
You know what I'm saying? DMX for sure.
What?
Just because of his energy, bro. Like, yeah. I feel like we just end up yelling back at
Did
each
you
other.
You
know what I'm saying,
lot?
Bro? Yeah, growing up and shit, my brother fucked with him heavy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Heavy, heavy. It's dark and hell is hot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you bark off then out of nowhere. Like,
I used to, bro. Yeah, I used to. Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nah, that was a little rusty, bro. But yeah, I used to do that shit.
RIP, yeah.
But no, DMX, bro.
You ever see him live?
Bro. Denzel Washington, because I really fuck with him as an actor.
Oh,
you know
that's
what I'm
still
saying?
Possible.
Yeah, you feel me? And then lastly, bro, just because I've been watching him a lot lately, bro, Chaz Palminteri. Chaz Palminteri.
I don't know who that is.
He's Sonny in A Bronx Tale.
Oh.
He's also, have you seen seen that Chris Rock movie?
Oh, that's fucking, what was that, like a movie from the late 1900s? When did that shit come out?
1900s, yeah, from the, it was like, came out like 90, like what, like 91 or 92? It has Robert De Niro in it.
Yeah, that shit was, that's old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. This will pull out
Chaz
an obscure-ass character.
Well, bro, because now he got a fucking, he got this podcast, bro, and like, bro, he's a super old head now, bro,
yeah.
But. He preaches some cool shit, you feel me, dog? I feel like for folks that are like leveling up a little bit, bro, like they appreciate a lot of the shit that he's saying, you feel me? Like, and like a lot of shit is different than what a lot of other people are saying, you feel me? But I would like to see what it's like getting high with that fool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. That was a wild ass three.
Well, bro, I'm not gonna sit here and think my fucking bet, my you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say what
good.
Comes
that
to mind
good.
And shit, you feel me?
I feel it.
If they came to mind, it's because, bro, like I'm down, you know
what
I'm saying?
What
I'm willing to try, you feel me? Yeah.
We'll get high with Denzel soon, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
He'll pull up to an event. We'll make it happen, dude.
Oh, bro, that'd be fire.
What?
That'd be fire, bro.
Bro, I feel like I learned a lot. We learned a lot, bro. I try to keep these at like a certain time, but I don't even know where we're at. But do you play games? Are you into board games? Do you play anything?
Shit,
do you have
bro.
Time for that? I know you haven't played video games, but what about like...
Nah, I mean, I'll get down with my family and shit, bro. You
are you still
saying?
Competitive? I feel like, were you a little competitive in school and shit?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 100%.
You try to win games?
I try to win games, for surely, bro. To win just battles. Just try to win fucking little, like, fucking beat competitions, trying to place and everything, for surely.
You never played, like, board games? You ever play Connect Four?
Nah, I used to play Clue. Uh-huh, nah, bro, you about to beat my ass, huh? Nah, let's go.
I don't know, am I?
Yeah, for surely.
You think so?
Bro, I've seen you get down, bro. I know this is your shit. I've seen you play fucking the big ass Connect Four board. You feel me, dog? I've seen you challenge motherfuckers like it's nothing. You like, know, come here and play with Connect Four. I'm the Connect Four champion or king.
You know, I traveled for Connect Four too. Not only we, like, people flew me out to play Connect Four.
That's fucking
good. Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty dope.
I would have never thought in my life.
When was the first time you played this game?
The first time, bro, yeah, I don't, probably grade school somewhere in the block at some house. I don't remember, bro. My memory is hot dog water, bro. It is shit. But I just remember being very competitive my whole life and everything. And I still am. I feel like I still am. Like, when it comes to games and shit, I still be very competitive. I just like to win, bro.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. I ran the fucking marathon. I just want to do shit.
That's how you want to end this shit, huh? You want to end it with a win?
No. I still got a shitload to talk about, bro. I feel like we could talk forever, but I ain't trying to be here for like 8 hours.
I heard shit, that.
You know? All right, let me see. All right, if you could have any superhero power.
Yeah.
Any type of power, dude.
Fuck, bro. I probably just, bro, just be able to teleport. Just get to different places. For sure.
Through a portal?
You know what I'm saying? Through a portal. If I could just have that fucking thing where I can just fucking zing there type
flash,
shit, bro.
Just
type shit.
I'm
out. You feel me? 100%. Yeah. It'd make a lot of things easier for me.
All right. A portal. Everywhere. Travel.
Yeah. You feel me? I'd do that.
That'd be
the little superhero fucking power that I get.
Just being able to just teleport. Pop, 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 pop. And how, just wherever you want.
Anywhere I want.
Like, I
want
to go to Germany. Pop.
Exactly. You feel me?
Thailand. Pop.
Yeah. You know what I'm gonna have no fucking long ass flight. I'm gonna have to do none of that shit, bro. I can just pull up. I'm in and I'm out. You feel me?
I wonder if there's any. Damn, that's a good one. Just being able to, because time is very valuable. That shit never. That's something you never get back.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying?
It's always. You want to go first? You want me to go first? If you don't want to play, we don't have to, bro.
Nah, let's run it, bro. Why not?
I know. You've
I'm
been.
I'm not gonna be that guy.
I know, low key. You know you've been practicing.
Practicing.
Yeah. I know you got the app, bro.
Oh, shit, nah, bro. I don't.
I know you got the app and secretly playing.
I don't.
Shit.
I don't.
Alright, let's go, dude. I'm with EK out here,
that's the problem. See, bro, this was going already hella fast. You see that, the confidence he slapped that shit down with?
What do you mean, bro? It's just
he said, alright, bet, we're ready. Pop.
It's regular, dude. It's regular. I got you. I'll slow down then. I don't want to make you nervous, dude.
Oh, bro.
Did you win any superlatives in high school?
I'm be honest with you. So I was supposed to win senior class president, and I was supposed to have superlatives, but because I barely made graduation, you feel me? And like, my principal didn't allow me to fucking do any of those things because it was unfair to the other students who actually did schoolwork and
what
actually were
hater.
Doing shit, bro. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, him lying hater. To me and telling me that he would allow it got me to fucking actually show up to class and do my shit. So I finished with like a 2.8, which isn't really all that great. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right.
You know what I'm saying? But either way, I finished with that shit just to graduate, dog. You feel me? But then afterwards, he's like, hey, so look, I just want to let you know, I'm not going to let you do that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm sorry. You feel me? But
it
would have been cool. I probably would have won loudest or some shit like that, bro. Because
yeah.
I was obnoxious.
Class clown.
Type shit. Yeah, one of them for surely.
Most likely to succeed.
I'm saying, nah, probably not that, bro. I had a teacher, bro. I straight up said I was going to fucking I was going to be doing shit with weed and, bro, all those, I think I was like a junior or some shit, bro. And I fucking was like, yo, I'm gonna have like a weed company and all this other shit. And Miss Hetler, fucking white lady, super, super American white lady, just told me, yeah, Enrique, don't quit your day job. You feel me? So like, if she could watch this shit, I'll be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Because your day job was selling weed?
My day job was selling weed. You know what I'm saying, bro?
So you didn't quit.
I didn't quit,
and
bro.
Now you're worldwide.
And bro, you feel me? It's a blessing. Is it
now
my
we're
turn?
Playing Connect Four, yeah, with the world's best Connect Four player.
Yeah, I know I'm about to lose.
I'm ranked number one in the world.
Are you really?
No, it sounds good, though.
Pull up that stat. Let me see.
What?
I feel like you are ranked, though.
I'm Hasbro recognized. It's getting serious now, dude. It's getting serious.
Yeah, bro.
So what's next? What's like a day in the life, bro? So what's next for you, bro? I know you got a lot going on. You're super busy.
Sure, right now, bro, have my baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
What?
My baby's
Congrats.
Due. Thank you, brother.
Is
appreciate
number one?
You, bro. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Is number one?
Yeah, I have a stepdaughter, but yeah, this is like my first, like my child. You
yeah.
Me? Like my seed, yeah. I still don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I don't know.
You're not doing like you're just waiting until
my
birth?
Girl,
you...
My girl's just waiting. She has the results, but she just wants to do like a quick gender reveal with family.
Okay.
So we're going to wait like that.
Are you going to do something crazy? Is it like, you should get one of them colored packs, the spray packs, like a pink pack or a blue pack? pink pack, blue pack, and then like
put it in a black bag and we open it to find out.
Yeah, and if it's a blue pack, it's a boy. If it's a pink pack, yeah, with like glitter and you know, you've seen those packs.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
you think
yeah.
About
I've seen that shit, bro.
What you think of all that spray pack, all the colored shit, bro?
I think the color shit is crazy. You feel me? So look, the spray pack shit, we've seen it before. Do you remember grape cookies or bubblegum cookies? They were in cans.
Yeah, I remember the flavored can shit. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
those were sprayed.
Puffs,
those,
yeah. Yeah,
those were the original fucking like sprayed cans, bro. And they were circling around like 2000, like maybe like 15 and 16
yeah.
in like Sacramento area. And
I remember
shit,
that
you feel
shit.
Me? And like you would open the can and it was the most fucking intense
yeah.
fucking like, you know what I'm saying, fucking bubblegum
like
or grape thing.
Spray.
It was like, yeah. Yeah, bro, definitely. It's like they were doing the drops or some shit like that. It was
Tasty
before
puffs.
The turpentine.
Yeah.
What are those?
Tasty
that
Puffs was a flavored hits, dude. They were called Tasty Puffs. And they would put that shit on the weed. I remember. That shit was wild. Good times.
Damn. Good times.
No, but you know, history repeats
but not,
itself.
But exactly. That's what I was getting to, bro. You feel me? A lot of this shit's kind of already been around, bro. It's just, it's actually being, like, back then it wasn't accepted like that. People didn't really fuck with it too much. You know, it didn't last
yeah.
that long.
Because we like now, real weed. Because now you got to realize a lot of the kids' first time smoking wasn't weed. It's like a fucking flavored vape pen.
Type shit, yeah.
With like raspberry unicorn dreams and shit. And that's like their first experience of weed, and that's what they think weed tastes like. So when you show them real weed, like real good move. When you show them like real gas or like real like flavor, like real weed that has natural terps, they're like, no, I don't want that shit. I want that shit that smells like my fucking car freshener.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake, bro. Yeah. All this other wild shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's being accepted now, bro, because people are like they're digging something new. That's what they're getting. Damn, bro, my butter.
No, you're good, bro. You know how to play. You're just hustling me right now. I feel you, dog. I feel you. I've told you this fool's been practicing.
Bro, maybe if I would have known that you were going to do this, maybe I would have played a little bit, you feel me? But nah, I wasn't even expecting this shit.
So, gender reveal pack for the...
Gender reveal pack? Nah, I'm not going to do that shit, bro.
Nah.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet, bro. You feel me? I'm still going to figure that shit out. But
Talk to your wife. What, I think that'd be fucking viral as shit.
Yeah, nah, bro. Not with my family. My
She's
family.
Like, I ain't trying to go viral, fool.
Yeah, nah, not at all.
Nah, I feel 100. I'm just fucking with you, bro.
But I know you are, bro. I know. But yeah, bro. Fucking. That's the next chapter, bro. Is having that. Just trying to figure that shit out, bro. That's
yeah.
fucking. That's damn, bro. I feel like if I fucking place there, it's a bad decision.
You're good. Yeah, I'm just gonna block you. But so what is like the day? Do you wake up? Do you still work out? You still do any?
Nah, bro, right now I just wake up. I try to take my mornings for myself. You feel me? Like, I try to get up, just kind of just kick it with my shorty, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of just take to start the morning slow, bro, before taking like any kind of like business calls or anything
right.
like that. You feel me? Like,
enjoy the morning.
Yeah, you
yeah,
feel
yeah.
me? And then fucking as we get to the later morning, maybe around like 10, 30, like 11, you know what I'm saying? Probably just get active a little bit. You know, I was getting active on the gram before fucking,
right.
you know what I'm saying? It got taken down, but. And then just kind of start doing that, bro. And then from there, bro, just kind of... Honestly, bro, my life's just, like, just on repeat, bro. That's really what I do. And then I end up eating and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Handle a couple of personal things, dog. Get back into the office. You know what I'm saying? Hold appointments and shit. Fucking do... Now I'm going to be doing a lot of different media with my boy Evan over here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, my life's just pretty chill, bro. I get to do the same thing that I you know what I'm saying? If I want to do anything else, I can. I'm blessed to be able to do that.
You just... You know what I'm so you're just... Being able to turn your passion into a paycheck, just live your life and be able to just, you know.
Yeah, it's like anything else, bro. You feel me? It has its moments.
It's not
are,
work to you. It's
you
like, this is this life. It's just like,
type
this
shit.
Is what I do, and it's not really like.
Yeah, no, for sure. You feel me? It's a blessing.
Which is great, because you don't feel like you're working. You just feel like you're living.
Type shit. You feel me?
Which
like, gets difficult, though, too. You feel me? Don't get me wrong.
I already know.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when.
There's
when,
a lot of obstacles we face.
Yeah, especially when doing something like independent like that, bro. Doing something where, like, you feel like it's not working everything, but to be able to keep that, it comes with a lot of different waves of bullshit. You feel me, bro? Like, it's a blessing to have, bro, but it's also, you gotta make sure there's something you gotta really want to work for. You feel me? Like, it can't be some shit, bro, like certain things are just gonna like kind of push you out and everything. You feel me? Like, it's fucking shit can get real in the field, bro, but like that's, but yeah, but I'm blessed to have it just be fucking just life, bro. You know, it's cool, bro. I connect with a bunch of youngsters, bro. You know what I'm saying? The dope thing is, it's like I'm connecting with folks that are like 18, 19, 20, 21, just engaging on IG, bro. And they like just tell me a little bit about themselves, you feel me? And like what they're trying to do, bro. And like how they're fucking working with other people that fucking go to school with them, or their boys that are fucking doing a small grow and they're trying to fucking level up to like being able to pheno hunt. Like, bro, like here, seeing how fucking people have a way of doing that now is dope, bro. You feel me? Like it seems like a lot of folks and kids that want to be able to dive deep into it. Like you have good areas to start on shit. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Access and knowledge is like super available now than when it was a couple years ago. So, you know, this is an actual career that people can get into. Like we said earlier, like you can walk into a shop with a resume. Correct. You can like find gigs on Indeed. Actually saw a little job opening for Doja on Indeed recently, and I was like, yo, should I apply for this shit? I wonder if I'm qualified for this position. But there's always...
Did you?
I didn't apply, no.
Ryan or Jake would have saw that shit, but this fool Adam.
Yeah. Well, people... That's what I'm saying. I think some people... Because I was looking for a job, and some people weren't... I don't think people took me serious. And, you know, I was just like, yo, it's just crazy right now. I just need some extra stability, bro. Like, I'm still going to do what I do, but...
Yeah, facts.
It just got hard, bro. And no one took me serious. People were just bullshitting me. Saying, you're overqualified. You don't want to work here.
I feel you.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's another thing, too, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit can get rough, too, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's your turn.
Nah. You already went?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
You did?
Shit. My bad. I go fast. I've played 1,000 times. Maybe more. What?
Shit.
So you don't let... Because I know waking up and going on social media immediately could be toxic, and a lot of people do that. And that shit fuels negativity because that's what that shit thrives off of.
That's facts, exactly. Nah, shout out. I used to fucking just hop on there, bro, start fucking just doing my thing, bro. Because that's really... Bro, I'm telling you, dog, like, that's fucking... Like, a lot of consulting, like, comes from IG and shit like that, bro. Like, there's... You know what I'm saying? You meet a lot of dope people, like, that way. But anyways, like... IG in the morning, though, too much information like that in the AM, bro, is too much, dog. Yeah. You're always going to end up fucking seeing some shit that's going to irk you and shit, too, bro. You can't let that be the beginning of your day.
No.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, because it could...
you want engagement.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I feel... You know what I'm saying? That's true, I guess. But nah, bro, I'll tell you. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Right. But I'll tell you this, bro. Yeah, it's not... I try not to do that shit. Shout out to my shorty for trying to put me on game with that, bro, because... I used to fucking just hop on there, bro, just do my thing, like, all times of the day and shit. I used to, like, live on there. I used to post so much, bro. That's why, like, all right, now I'm getting back into, like, a different type of media, bro. Like, I used to post my personal life so much on that shit, bro. And then it just gets to a point where you kind of got to just chill out on that shit, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Can't let them know too much. There's a lot more haters and crazers out there.
That's
a lot
fact.
Of people like to thrive off negativity, which is kind of whack. But then you realize, you know, a lot of people weren't grown up with love, and it was hard for them to, you know, understand that. So, you know, and this platform gave a lot of people. Don't worry about it. We won't need that many pieces.
I feel like you're about to win, bro.
No, we don't need those many pieces. Don't worry. Evan got ready with the camera because he knows there's about to be a move coming up. No, but you're good. You got this.
Oh, bro.
I'm just out here playing Connect Four with EK, dude.
I'm about to lose this for show.
Listen, you're super inspiring though, because you just knew what you like and you just followed what you like and you stay consistent with that shit, which is awesome. Oh, look, you're trying to set something up, bro. Which is awesome because there's a lot of people now coming into the space, you know. Trying to make a living off of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's certain ways to do it. And you staying original and true to yourself and being who you are is just helping you go worldwide, bro. When you going to Australia, you guys have that shit planned?
Bro, we don't, actually. We don't. I'm saying the product don't get there before we ever do. Oh, damn.
Don't worry. We're good, dude. It's inevitable. Don't trip. We're good. We got this. We got this, bro. What's your favorite thing for Cottonmouth, bro?
Oh, water.
Just straight water? You don't like fresh pressed juice or a smoothie? It's just water.
Nah, bro, just water.
Regular
water,
alkaline, spring, sparkling,
spring
flat.
Water. Nah, spring water. Spring water, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Saratoga, bro. That's kind of the brand that I've been fucking with. But if I gotta go to the like liquor store, gas station, I'll grab an Evian, or maybe if they got Mountain Valley, I'll grab that too. Damn, bro. I feel like I'm just gonna just end it right now.
You're good. You know what's gonna happen.
run that.
Do you consume content? Do you watch shit or like TV shows, movies?
Nah, I watch a lot of the shit that's going on in the space, bro. I really
good game.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna be real with you. I really don't be watching too many fucking like shows or like TV like that. I'm gonna be real with you. I stopped doing that shit around the same time I stopped like playing video games and shit. Bro, like I made this shit, bro. You gotta understand too. Like I made this shit like such a focus. Like we shut down a delivery service. We didn't know what the fuck we were gonna do, but we came into LA and I linked up with. Bro, we linked up with several fucking delivery services or a bunch of people who were just fucking, just, you know what I'm saying? They were in the fucking industry at that time, you know? And they didn't know shit about Doja, bro. Once we started making a name, that brought in a shit ton of people that I've already touched base with us before. You feel me? Like, we put in a lot of work to do that shit, bro. And, like, I made it my grind, bro. Like, I was doing this shit, like, all day and all night. You feel me? So, but, like, right now, recently, I just started watching some fucking shit on Netflix. I'm not gonna lie to you. You feel me? I'll tell you that. Like, my girl tries to settle me down because, bro, like, I really do make this shit, like a lot of this shit does take up my time, bro. You feel me? Like, I go to a lot of different places, so I'm setting up a lot of different plans. I'm meeting up with a lot of different people. A lot of different people are trying to show me their shop. A lot of different people are trying to connect with me in a different way. And a lot of the time, that networking is good, bro, but it could get, like, draining and overwhelming. And I've kind of allowed myself to go overboard a bit, which I kind of learned not to do. You feel me?
Yeah, it does get over. Yeah, it you does know? Get overwhelming, and you know, there's a big demand for cannabis now. So yeah, I understand for sure. that, and like you know, separating work from personal life is.
Yeah, you feel me? When you try to mix the two, bro, too much,
it gets kind of hard.
It gets difficult. You feel me? Like it's like not even that it's difficult, bro, but it's just way too much to have on your plate at once, bro. Yeah. You feel me? Like it's gotta be one or the other. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so just recently, bro, I started watching shit on Netflix, bro. I watched that new Saturday Night movie.
About SNL?
Yeah. You feel me? I saw that shit. That shit was cool, bro. And then that Menendez brother shit.
Yeah,
that shit, bro.
I remember that shit.
It's like the only two things right now, bro, that I've actually like fucking watched. Like a fool.
I'm getting back into it. I'm going slow.
You know what I'm saying? I used to be a big movie buff, bro, as a kid. I used to be a big movie buff, bro. I used to fucking go to the fucking public library. All right, so me and my brother got this program where you can, like, fucking burn every movie. You feel me? Have your own copy and shit.
So you would go get free movies from the library?
Bro, we could. Well, movies we never seen, but once we got a big stack, we're like, yo, we got to watch these shits. You feel
What's
me?
What's the point?
Yeah.
And then you sold them.
Yeah, bro. Yes, I did, actually, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. But you couldn't get that much, bro. You feel me? Like, I was like, $2 and shit for each one and everything.
I mean,
bro.
$2 for a 15
year old.
That's crazy,
dog. Yeah, I feel you on
that. I remember
selling
everything.
Did you do the same shit?
I mean, I was selling everything. I grew up, like, you know, learning how to just... My parents were hustlers, you know? They were just doing what they can to survive and shit.
Yeah, bro, I feel you.
You know?
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's good. But did you sell movies? Because, bro, the way you fucking...
I sold different types of movies. I come from the Valley out here, so we had, like, adult movies. So I was selling, like, porn out the trunk of my car. I don't think I've ever told these stories, but yeah.
Bro, I'm listening, dog. Please, give me a story,
it's
dog.
It's not about me. It's about you right now. But I worked in the adult industry for, like, 4 years.
Okay, damn.
Here, yeah.
Bro, I feel like I heard that somewhere, bro, but I didn't fucking... I don't know if I believe that shit.
I think I posted, like, a movie clip.
I think... Oh, that's what it was, bro. You did. You posted a scene you were in.
Because Stormy Daniels was, like, very topical at the time, and I had a scene with her. So I posted it. There was no fucking on screen, though. I didn't do no penetration. Yeah. I was, like an actor.
You're an extra.
Yeah.
Type shit.
I had, like, speaking roles in some of the movies and shit.
That's just fucking...
But no penetration on screen. Yeah,
bro, you wildin', dog.
But, you know, I'm a Valley kid.
How old were you when you did that?
This was like right out of high school, bro. I was like 18, 19. It was like my family was like the warehouse manager. So out of high school, I just got a job at the warehouse doing like ship and receiving inventory, VHS and DVD. That's how long ago it was, bro. And then you know, just like you, they learned I had a personality and I was like ambitious and shit. And I had other goals and shit. Touch so they moved me up in the offices and I started doing more shit.
That's
and
fire.
Working with, you know,
the actors and shit,
actors directly and more media, and I was also selling a lot of shit, so you know, I was the dude to go to before the scenes. You know, some girls would come up to me and be like, hey, I'm about to do like a fucking, you know, are we age restricted yet? I could just talk about this anyways, you know. They're talking about doing like DPs and shit, like double penetrations, and you know, they needed some shit to help relax, so I would hook them up with shit and be like, yo, this is good.
So you're the go-to guy, bro. You're the guy to see before the scene.
I was just helping them out, making their lives easier.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time in my life. But that's the other story. It's not about me. It's about you, bro. You know, we all did some crazy jobs. Yeah, bro. I learned a lot, man. You out here just getting ready to be a daddy.
Yeah, bro.
And living life and just turning them passion into a paycheck.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, doing that, bro. Really, dog, I'm not gonna lie to you. I really want my biggest thing that
yeah,
I like.
What's next? What do we want?
Like, my biggest thing, bro, that I've always like been big on is I trying to just connect with like the next generation, the next wave, because I've seen how they come in, bro. You know what I'm saying, dog? And like,
how do they come in? Ignorant? I'll say it.
Bro, you got, like, bro, I feel like
sorry, young generation, I love you too.
Maybe what, the last, like, 5 years, bro, 6 years, there's been, like, new brands that have came in, created a wave, and now they're considered, like, one of the top, you feel me? But there's not too many of them that stick like that, you feel me?
Yeah, so, it's with everything. Look, yeah. It's like with music. There's artists that come, they got like they're 15 and they're out. It's just like social media influencers. They come, they do their thing, and then they're
out. It's cool meeting with like the ones that like really want to do this shit, bro. Because I feel like now, like the fact that I'm able to give off some game, bro, I really try to do that. Like, there's a lot of folks that I don't mind networking with, and I'm trying to like. I don't really do too much consulting and shit, bro, but I do link with people like on a certain level, you feel me? Yeah, I do try to motivate them a certain way, bro, and just give them a different way of doing shit, bro. Like, a lot of them think it's like as simple as fucking, you know what I'm saying? They think they're gonna do a breeding project, bro, and then they're gonna fucking have like, they're gonna find like winners in every single one type shit, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So they just need a little bit of different type of guidance and shit, bro. And I feel like I'm able to kind of like provide that. So I think that's one thing that I'm kind of big on, bro, that I'm happy. I got a cool voice in the game for that.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait to hear more of it on stage at Zolympics.
You know what I'm saying?
Out in front of the crowd, just hyping everyone up and keeping it going, dude. Listen, I feel like we could talk for 8 more hours, but we're trying to keep this to a limit.
Let's run it.
I appreciate you. I learned a lot. I don't know what to shout out because all your shit got deleted.
It's
but
done right now. Nah.
Doja EK is usually what it is, but don't fall for the scammers.
Don't fall for the scammers. There's you know only saying? One. Only Instagram is the @ek.doja.
Yeah.
You feel me? And y'all be seeing that shit promoted shortly.
Yeah, make sure it's real. Like, too many scammers out there. I hate when people
All the scammers
up.
Is winning right now. They're all winning.
Yeah,
they're all
whack,
winning right
dude.
Now. I'm telling you, it's
it.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's fucking like.
I got mine bodied, but then they still get to keep theirs. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do what they do to survive, so I can't be mad. But listen, I mean, I could be mad because it affects me a lot, but I ain't trying to get fucked with. I love you guys. EK, it's
my
been
brother.
An honor, dude. I appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Nah,
good luck
you,
with everything. I can't
brother.
Wait to see what's next
appreciate
worldwide.
You,
I'm sure y'all, you going to Barcelona?
Barcelona, possibly.
Spanibus,
Germany for sure.
Germany
for sure. Yeah. Right. Barcelona, possibly. I don't know about Spanibus, bro, but I may stop by Barcelona.
I know
for
LA
sure.
For sure for the Olympics.
Yeah, Sursky, March 1st, baby.
It's been great, bro.
Appreciate you for having me, dog.
Look, we can do more of this, bro. We got the Olympics coming up. If you want more of our energy, bro, pull up. Get high with some of the best brands in California. You already know. It's going to be
yes,
a good
sir.
Time. Kentron, always amazing, dude. Sometimes people don't realize that's live, you know?
Yeah, no, it's just fire.
Kentron is out here just vibing the whole time. And, of course, Travis out here drinking his sugar-free Red Bulls, making us look good and sound good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Nah, I appreciate y'all, man.
Shout out to EK. You know, the whole crew, you guys are killing it. I sell a lot of that shit at the shop.
That's fire.
You come in, and then I get samples, too, which is great. You guys fill my locker up, so thank you. Look, I got one right here. The Star Lotto.
Those smoke. Yeah. Those smoke, bro.
What?
Yeah, those are some cool pre-rolls, bro.
Glass tips. People love that. What, bro?
Nah, bro, you funny. I fuck with you, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to be real, bro. They don't come with glass tips?
No, they do.
All right. Yeah.
People love glass tips, dog.
They do. I mean, you know, when you get like a stuffed cone versus a fucking glass tip experience.
Yeah,
it's
different,
vibe.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
The last word is coming from. That's the go-to now, though. You know what I'm saying?
EK, listen, I know we could keep talking, bro. There's a lot of shit to say. But look, Zalib is coming up. I'm going to see you there. We'll get more social media. We'll put it. I appreciate you coming through. Shout out to everyone listening. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
And all the growers as well, because without you guys, none of us would be here doing this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And keep smoking. Keep growing good weed, please.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to all the Patreons that get this first. Your gift bags are coming. And we're going to do more shit this year, more exclusive content. If you're still listening, dude, you're the best. I appreciate you. Hope you win a scratcher or something and get like a quick $1,000. right? Okay. You ever buy scratchers? You do lottery shit?
Nah.
When it hits like a billion, you don't buy like a $2 lucky ticket just in case?
I mean, like the quick pick shit?
Yeah. It's like, just give me $2. If I win a bill,
shit,
fuck it.
But nah, I don't be buying scratchers and shit. Nah.
I get them for like Christmas and shit.
Those scratchers?
Yeah, I won $20 on it was in my stocking.
That's fire.
Thank you. You win, you win. You lose, you get cold. Whatever, yeah, dude. This is life. All right, y'all are the best. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, I'll see you guys, okay? Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
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 All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.